As we've seen with, you know, Sully and the likes are landing on the Hudson River. Having experienced a pilot makes a big difference when it comes to life and death situations. Terry Tozer, a former airline pilot himself, thank you very much for joining us. That analysis there of what's going on at Ryanair. Well, I'm going to be flying off in just a few moments. Do you like what I did there?
Yep.
John Holmes is here with, his usual nonsense after 1 o'clock.
That's exactly right as well. And there is usual nonsense. We'll be doing a bit of Ryanair because, of course, unprecedented scenes there with Ryanair admitting they've done something wrong. That's never happened before. So we will be tackling that. What else have we got coming on? We're going to be talking about Theresa May, of course. One speech to the UN yesterday.
Yes.
Another one to Florence tomorrow. And the Brexit machine. Stuff.
And will you be keeping your cold?
Can you tell? I've still got it.
I thought you were just going to give it to me.
Yeah, no, you haven't got it yet, have you?
So, I'm
you know,
on the way.
This is a tiny airless room. It's only a matter of time before you get it, frankly.
And you know, you can't see this really with the microphones. They don't actually let us out in between our shows. We all just sort of, we've got like a bunk bed system.
Yeah.
So we just hang out when the other one's on air.
That's an off-putting thought.
That is very off-putting thought, isn't it? Especially with George Galloway and James Well.
Oh.
No offence, gentlemen. John Holmes with you from 1 o'clock. I'm back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Ooh, winter can hit you hard if your boiler's not up to it. So make sure your home or business stays a step ahead this winter with a new boiler from British Gas for half price. You'll still get our full fixed price guarantee and our full 5-year warranty. And you'll only pay full price for the installation. Oh, and don't worry, you will get a full boiler. It's only the price we've cut in half. But hurry, this half-price offer ends 31st of October. Get yours now and be a step ahead this winter. Search British Gas New Boiler. Conditions apply.
There's a brand new way to get behind the wheel of a new Mercedes-Benz. From now until the end of 2017, we're offering up to £7,000 off the price of selected models when you trade in any older diesel car built from 1992 until 2010. It's called the Diesel Changeover Bonus, and it's another way you could soon be driving something brand new, packed with our latest technology. Who knew it could be so easy? Search Mercedes-Benz Diesel Changeover Bonus and find out about your nearest participating retailer.
Offer subject to availability. Bonuses range from £3,000 to £7,000, depending on model. Trading car must be diesel, EU1 to EU4 emission standard, registered by the customer for at least 6 months. Cannot be used in conjunction with other offers. Full terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only.
Clive, what's doing, Wolf? Whale music? You must be one stressed out private landlord.
Yes, I am!
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. That's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with rent guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Cover purchase as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria apply. Restricted claims for existing tenants in the first 90 days when product first purchased.
Top trade picks at TradePoint. Stanley Fatmax 20-inch tool bag, just £18. Hurry, when it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
Say you're a year into your contract and the hot new phone is released, but you're not allowed to upgrade without paying through the nose. Let's just say you're not best pleased. But say there was a new mobile company, one that lets you swap your old phone for the latest one every 12 months, free of charge, delivered to your door. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free of any early upgrade admin and delivery charges. 24-month interest-free loan with data plan needed for each new phone. Trade-in value credited to existing loan. Subject to status and availability. Terms apply. See sky.com/swap help.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Yes, we are. We are Talk Radio, and here we are giving it some lip. It's just after 1 o'clock. It's Thursday. I'm John Holmes, and here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Jalf, a friend of London attacker. Ryanair is recruiting pilots, and Trump's latest gaffe.
Talk Radio.
A man has been jailed for more than 4 years for spreading terrorist propaganda, calling for extremists to target politicians, police and soldiers. Tahar Hussein made films outside Windsor Castle and is a friend of the ringleader of the London Bridge attack. The 21-year-old from Slough was arrested 10 months before that was carried out. Journalist Duncan Gardam says if he hadn't have been, security services think he could easily have been involved.
Tahar Hussein was moving closer and closer towards the middle of a radicalised ring and pumping out propaganda himself, but he was also mixing with very dangerous individuals.
Ryanair is hoping to recruit 125 new pilots within the next week or two to avoid further flight cancellations. The airline is also giving some of its existing team pay rises to deal with a backlog of holiday leave. Rescuers in Mexico are using thermal scanners and cameras to find bodies following an earthquake that's killed at least 230 people. More than 50 have been pulled alive in the capital city, but a 12-year-old girl remains trapped after her school collapsed. A coroner has ruled Moore's murderer Ian Brady died of natural causes. He's also found the serial killer got appropriate medical care before his death. An urgent review is going to be held into whether cyclists who put lives at risk should be treated in the same way as dangerous drivers. It's after a man was sentenced earlier this week over the death of a woman he knocked into last year under a 150-year-old law. Vice chair of an all-party parliamentary cycling group, MP Alex Chalk, has told Talk Radio the fact it's Victorian legislation doesn't mean it needs to be reviewed.
As we speak, there'll be people standing trial all across England and Wales for causing, you know, assault occasioning actual bodily harm or grievous bodily harm. They're all being indicted for under the very same statute, the Offences Against the Persons Act 1861. So age of itself doesn't necessarily mean there needs to be reform.
And President Trump is being mocked for referring to a non-existent country, Namibia, during a lunch with African leaders. The White House has released a transcript of the speech. He meant to say Namibia.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain pushing eastwards across...
Could it have been a typo? I mean, Did we hear him say it, or was it in the transcript? It could be a typo. If we were going to give him the benefit of the couldn't it?
Well, people were speculating what country you're on about. Gambia.
No, it had to be Namibia. Namibia.
Namibia.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah, well, maybe you just can't read very well.
Well,
I don't know.
You should get a job as a
newsreader.
Yep.
Thanks, John. Charming as ever. Anyway, the weather, rain is pushing eastwards across Britain. Sunshine and showers following, warmer in the east,
yep,
and highs of 20 degrees.
Oh. Now, I'm... remember yesterday?
You were gross. You're even grosser.
What do you mean
today?
Gross?
Just spreading all your germs.
I'm ill. I've got...
I know, and shouldn't be here because of it.
I've got ill. And the whole office is still ill as well. And but today, because yesterday I was a little bit high on Lemsip. Did you know? I don't know whether you noticed.
I think it was abundantly clear to everyone here and listening.
Yeah, but I'd had too many. But today I've rationed myself. I haven't had a Lemsip yet. My first one is here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to be all right, is what
Let's
I'm saying.
Hope so. It depends on how much you consume during the programme, though.
Yeah, it does a bit. By 4 o'clock, it might all go staggeringly wrong. Although you only allow them every 4 hours, so I don't...
Well,
which is where I went wrong yesterday.
Yeah, it seems like you didn't take...
And also, you can't really drink a pint of it, it turns out.
No.
With three sachets in. It's just a minute. Don't do it, kids.
That's a...
Anyway, sport, is there? Who is it?
Yeah. Who's Dibble. It?
Dibble.
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 Here's Dibble.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it. Selco is where the trade
goes. Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Atletico Madrid have agreed a fee with Chelsea for the transfer of striker Diego Costa, according to Spanish media. The fee is reported to be more than £50 million. Costa, who used to play for Atletico, is said to be undergoing a medical in the next few hours. Former Real Madrid president Ramon Calderon has been speaking to our sister station Talk Sport.
Atletico had a fantastic time with him, so I don't doubt that they will be willing both parties to be together.
Britain's Johanna Konta is out of the Pan-Pacific Open tennis in Tokyo. The world number 7 was beaten in straight sets by Czech Barbara Strycova. Better news for Liam Brody, though. The British number 7 is through to the quarterfinals of the St. Petersburg Open by beating world number 31, Adrian Mannarino. And England's cricketers are batting first at Trent Bridge, looking to take a 2-0 lead in their one-day series against West Indies. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, Dibble, for the sport, and of course, Victoria, for the news. Now, it's a Thursday afternoon. Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio, and we've got stuff to pack in.
Talk Radio.
After a long day at work, there's nothing Mark likes more than cooking a stir-fry. What he doesn't like is Gaz and Lecky getting out of control. So Mark's had a smart meter installed. Now he's able to see exactly how much energy he's using in pounds and pence. And stir-fry to his heart's content. Only your energy supplier can carry out your smart meter installation. So contact them today.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So, good afternoon. It is
appropriately late.
Yeah, that's right. And Jameson's is a whiskey drink.
The booze.
Shall we hit you with a sick beat?
I am not a journalist.
No, that much is clear. The right enough handshakes. Keep gripping people's hands. Ginger Dave
has got to be one of the ugliest things.
Anything else?
Who is Bungle?
Just a fun, friendly crocodile. Because the rebate comes off before we pay.
From the detail of this story that I have...
And that's why people are sort of going, well, hang on. Cornelius is...
He's a horse who used to be a Hollywood star.
A claim that had been widely discredited.
I'm crying. I'm sorry.
Mostly the people around here anyway. You wouldn't possibly forget to book someone for a shift.
Why do you sound African?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey,
well, good afternoon to you, and welcome, of course, welcome. I mean, of course. To your Thursday afternoon talk radio show on ice. There's nothing more entertaining than a show on ice, is there? Yeah. So today's talk radio show's on ice. Actually, there is no ice. What we're on is basically Lemsip. All of us. Just sipping the lem at each and every occasion. For we do have the awkward illness that appears to be going round. If you've got it, we know how you feel. We've got to push through together. We stand together, my friends, at a moment in history. Now, some said this day would never come. Others spoke of the possibility of it, but only in hushed and reverent tone. No one ever believed for one moment that it could possibly happen or be real. Even the vaguest notion of it appeared, I think, a day like today as a distant pipe dream, something unattainable, half glimpsed through the mist. And now it's happened, hasn't it? Ryanair have apologised for something. This morning in Dublin at their annual general meeting, Michael O'Leary admitted to, and I quote, a significant management failure as a cock-up with pilots' holidays meant grounded planes, as we know. Although if the pilots, as we've pointed out before, are going on holiday with Ryanair, then having their flight cancelled due to their own holiday is a pretty rum deal. Obviously, on Ryanair, a rum deal is an overpriced miniature of Captain Morgan's. That you can only buy in a meal deal with some equally overpriced Pringles and a mixer for just £200. That's a Ryanair rum deal right there. For their part, the pilots have said it's got nothing to do with holidays and that's just management spin. And it's got everything to do with being treated badly by a company they can't wait to leave. That's what the pilots have said. Some have even taken their cases to the unions. Except being Ryanair, obviously they've been charged extra to take their cases to the union. Yep. Very good. Well done, me. Hello, then. Thursday. Talk radio in the afternoons. And I think it's time to start boarding today's show as we outline the safety procedures. And this afternoon's in-flight entertainment. Your radio features are located there, and there. Wherever you're sitting, have a look around you now, because your nearest radio feature might be behind you. In the event of a radio feature, lights will run along the floor to direct you to it and show you where, say, Headline Hijack is, which is on the way. In this hour, we'd like you to make up a news story, please. That's how it works. You know that. Come on. Come on. Come on. Make up a news story from scratch. Just a lie. Just something. Just nonsense. Send it to us, and then your story could well be broadcast as actual fact in the 2pm bulletin. It will come out of Victoria's newsy mouth. Here it is.
This mouth.
That's it. The lines are open, 87222.
Start your message with the word
That's
talk.
Already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you
any
like.
Any word you like. That is Headline Hijack. And you could be today's Headline Hijacker. The Diversity Paper Review is under your seat. Each and every day, a different diversity. You all right there?
Yeah, sorry.
A different diversity. I told you it was all ill around here. It's like a plague house. Each and every day, a different diversity reviews the papers for us. It is a nod to the important notion of diversity in broadcasting and indeed in all walks of life. Each day, a different box ticker in here, making us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. Who's coming in today, Cornelius? Who's coming in today?
Tara.
Tara's in today.
Yes.
Yep. European migrant.
No.
No. Jewish.
Jewish.
Yeah. We've got all kinds, you know.
But John thinks they all look the same.
No, I don't. Work experience punditry's on the way. Fraser's in again today. He's been with us all week, Fraser. And he's got a whistle and a light for attracting a tech review today. Tech review. Geeky, gadgety stuff reviewed on a Thursday for you. If it's happening in the world of tech, today is where you'll find out about it. With our work experience, Fraser, who we don't have to pay because he's work experience, and that's why he's here. That's why he got the gig. There's the big debate at three. The current affairs analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. You're a regular listener, you'll know that's the best way forward. You all know that's how to do it because it's all very difficult and complicated without it. And if you break the news down into a number of syllables that's easy to understand, 575, you get the news in haikus. We know that it helps. All your reactions are very welcome as well. If you'd like to get in touch with the programme, 03444 9000. 03444 499 1000. 87222.
Start your message with a word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll be rounding up some silly season stories later for you as well, all from the papers today. We'll have Thursday's edition of Nobody's Favourite Quiz, Paul Ross Master. Today, Ricky Norwood. Out of off of James Whale's programme sometimes. And also, was he in Coronet? No, EastEnders.
He was in EastEnders.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right, yeah. Anyway, he's going to be on having his knowledge of Paul Ross well and truly tested. And we'll bring you guest action. You may have noticed that W1A started this week, the sitcom, of course, set at the BBC. Ophelia Lovibond is in it, as she's also in here later, telling us about it. Just after 2 o'clock. So let's find out. You're right there, Cornelius.
Yeah, okay. I was trying to cough in time with the drum beat, so you wouldn't notice.
It didn't really work, did it?
No.
Ginger Dave not producing. Assistant producer Marta, Asprod Marta, through the ventana.
Hola.
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 Hola. Hola. Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Sam's on the buttons today.
Hello.
Hi, Sam. Victoria's on the news.
Yes, John.
Cornelius is coughing and spluttering his way.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I'm feeling better if it helps you to know.
I'm not.
I've just got the cough now.
You've got the cough.
The bad throat, like the hurty throat has gone.
My hurty throat's gone, but I do feel a little bit bunged up. My voice sounds a little bit, doesn't it? And I just feel a bit ropey, if I'm honest. So, but you know, we'll all get through it together. I'm not, you know, it's fine. We'll just get through it together.
Yeah. It'll be better than yesterday.
When I was a bit high on MSIP.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. Anyway, so it's all on the way. Now, today's big story, of course we need to talk about a big story in some depth. That is what we are here for. Now, the story needs to be guessed at by you. We like to do it with a musical clue, just to give you a little something to do over lunch. You know, no prizes, just play along for fun. From the song, what's the story? From the song, what's the story? 87222.
Start your message with the word
That's talk.
Already
on
Start
Twitter.
Your message with any word you like.
So there it is. It's today's big song. It links to today's big story. The clue is either in the title of the song or the name of the artiste. Steve Coogan's brother, that is.
No.
Steve Coogan's brother.
Really?
Martin Coogan, that is.
Singing. I didn't know that.
Martin from Mock Turtles. Mock Turtles is the band, Steve Coogan's brother. And their one hit. Can you dig it? Well, how does it link to today's big story?
I know.
Go on,
digging themselves a hole. Aren't they?
Yes.
Digging their way out of the hole they're in.
Yeah.
Trying to apologise for it, but then the pilots have come out, said, that's not even the reason, it's not our fault.
Yeah.
We're not even on holiday.
That's right.
That's it.
It's not it.
What?
No, it's today's big story, of course. It's speech week over at the UN, and certainly for Theresa May, isn't it? UN speech yesterday. Florence tomorrow, she's doing. With that anticipated Brexit speech that Boris tried to undermine. Yesterday, though, at the UN, she played to a capacity crowd that wasn't anywhere near a capacity nor a crowd. No. Not many people turned up to watch her at all.
Yeah, it looks empty.
It was basically an Edinburgh Fringe venue sort of vibe. She just spoke to no one. But what she did while doing it was have a dig.
Oh.
At Donald Trump, of course, for pulling out of the Paris Climate Change Agreement. So that is what we're going to be talking about. Theresa May, speeches yesterday's, tomorrow's. What can we expect from it? It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The football's back.
What a chance!
Which can only mean one thing. The Selco Predictor is back. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million.
Plus, in September, win a Sony PS4 bundle, complete with official DualShock controller and two games. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
A perfect journey has no interruptions. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information in the Volvo V40R design. A perfect journey sounds different every time. Listen to your favorite music via internet radio. And, of course, a perfect journey needs a perfect finale. Park easily with Rear Park Assist. With monthly rentals of £239, the Volvo V40 T2R design NAV Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
4-year personal contract hire agreement with 48 monthly rentals of £239 with Volvo Car Leasing. Offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo showroom. Volvo, human made.
There's no need to scream and shout. If there's a U-bend that needs straightening out,
there's a local hero for that. If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark. There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. localheroes.com.
Get up to half price savings on the autumn winter collection at DFS. And until Monday, you can get early bird extra savings on selected sofas. DFS.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Top trade picks at TradePoint. Stanley Fatmax 20-inch tool bag, just £18. Hurry, when it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
No change in Cumbria. The northbound M6 remains closed between junction 41 at Catterden and 42 at Carlisle South. After Lorry hit the central barrier and lost its load, the northbound queue is about to junction 40 at Penrith. Very slow on the diversion route along the A6, and southbound one lane is also closed past the scene. The M5 northbound in Worcestershire queuing because of a breakdown between 5 at Droitwich and 4A for the M42, and southbound through Gloucestershire, two lanes are closed, 13 at Stroud to 14 at Thornbury because of a jackknife caravan. I'm Jamie Sercombe.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon and welcome. Of course, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes and we do need to talk about today's big story. Then Theresa May, excuse me, she's the Prime Minister. I didn't cough once all through the adverts and the travel. Now put the microphone live, look what happens. Theresa May, she's the Prime Minister. She's indulging herself in a week of speeches. Tomorrow she addresses the EU in a speech in Florence where her Brexit machine, a sort of Heath Robinson, Florence of the Machine reference, a sort of Heath Robinson affair, a hissing and the clacking jalopy has already been powered up. That's Boris Johnson, of course. Hastily assembled contraption, isn't he, made of blonde hair and buffoonery. Noisily mang his way into the whole deal. Tomorrow, Florence. Yesterday, the UN, where Theresa May delivered her speech, rather embarrassingly, to an almost empty room, giving the occasion a very real sense, as I say, of a Edinburgh Fringe show, rather than the barnstorming appearance she'd possibly hoped for. Trump's speech the day before, controversial though it may have been, had the place packed to watch him perform his terrible cover of Rocket Man. For her part, Theresa May criticised Trump over his intention to pull out of the Paris climate change deal, or that, you know, I don't know, that seems unfair, really, as, you know, if Trump's constant goading of North Korea continues, the resulting nuclear war will change Earth's climate for quite some considerable time, so you can't say he isn't doing anything with regard to climate change. So yesterday, New York, tomorrow, Florence. What of this week's speeches? Well, on the line, Professor John Curtis, Professor of Politics at the University of Strathclyde, of course. And good afternoon, Professor. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
And good to have you on. So let's talk about the UN speech first. Is it? I mean, she was quite critical of Trump. You know, that's the sort of headline-grabbing bit of it, I suppose. But also she was critical of the UN, it seemed, wasn't she?
Well, she was certainly suggesting that the reform programme, which the new Secretary-General of the UN is trying to implement, partly in truth to do with internal procedures of the UN. There have been allegations about sexual exploitation of UN staff, etc., etc. And she was certainly suggesting that the UN needed to get its house in order on that issue. But yes, more generally saying that, you know, the UN needs to do much more, particularly crucial to do much more about refugees. And we need it to ensure that there is collaboration between states. On the other hand, she also threatened that the UK may not be willing to pay all of its money unless indeed it improved.
Yes, and that's, I mean, part of the issue, isn't it? And it's you know, is it difficult when something like the UN, you know, it involves all, you know, the agreements between all of the countries, and then Trump sort of comes in and disrupts it here. If something like that happens, does that start to make cracks in a United Nations? If one member state just starts to criticise here another one, the door's slightly open for them to do it as well. Is that?
Well, that's true. I mean, I think, you know, one of the interesting passages in her speech was how she compared the way in which the UN has frankly not been able to do anything about Syria because Russia on the Security Council has vetoed pretty much any attempts to pass a resolution on Syria, whereas in the case of North Korea, neither Russia nor China has attempted to veto UN resolutions. And at least in terms of resolutions, as opposed to perhaps practical action, the UN has been one more effective. So certainly, you know, that contrast in her speech helps to underline the crucial point is that unless the UN can get both Russia and China on side and on more or less the same side as the United States, it is very difficult for the UN to act. And of course, as compared with that, the other two members of the Security Council, permanent members, Britain and France, are perhaps rather less important players, as in, underlined indeed by the relatively low attendance for the Prime Minister's speech yesterday.
Yeah, well, indeed, yeah, which sort of spoke volumes in many ways. Let's look at tomorrow's speech as well. This is the one that everyone is widely anticipating, I suppose, with all of the Boris news over the past week and whether or not, you know, his blueprint was going to be followed. And what do you think we can expect from Theresa May tomorrow?
Well, I think what we can expect tomorrow is the beginnings of an outline of the kind of transitional arrangement that the United Kingdom might be seeking, and in particular, what it might be willing to do in the way of paying into the EU budget for at least a year or two beyond the March 2019 date when we are due to leave. And I think that this is quite clearly being floated as an attempt to try to end some of the logjam in the EU negotiations, particularly on one of those three issues that the EU says needs to be sorted before we can go on to trade negotiations, and that is the question of us dealing with our liabilities to the EU over the long run, things like pensions, but also in the short run, and the fact that we are at the moment committed to paying money to the EU through to 2020. Yeah. So that, I think, what this speech is about. I mean, the Prime Minister's Lancaster has speech back in January, laid out her vision for the relationship that she thought the UK should have with the EU over the long term. But this is now, I think, going to be a speech much more about the short term, the transition period. And that doesn't mean to say it's less important. It probably is going to be important as to see whether or not at last the UK and the EU might be able to make sufficient progress in these negotiations to persuade Michel Barnier and the other 27 members of the European Union that the talks should now begin to start talking about trade, which so far it is officially they are not meant to be talking about.
Yeah, and it's funny, isn't it, how, you know, because, you know, Brexit this, Brexit that, and, you know, the general appetite for this kind of thing amongst the public now is sort of one of weariness, and we're still right at the beginning of the road. And when something like the Boris Johnson story comes along, it's sort of like the newspapers, the media leap on it because it's a little bit of Boris Johnson-style light relief about a serious subject, but at least it's a different angle.
Well, it's true, though. Of course, it's not just about light relief. The truth is, the question that many a political commentator is asking themselves is, can this UK Conservative government keep together on the question of Brexit? Because the vision of Brexit that Philip Hammond, the Chancellor, seems to have on one, the one hand, and Boris Johnson on the other, look to be so different that there is a question of whether or not they can continue to agree on the stance that the UK government should be taking. And that's the reason why this story has had legs. Yes, in part it's to do with Boris Johnson and his personality and all the rest of it, but there is a serious point to this, which is, can the government stick together? And indeed, we will now be important to see to what extent, whatever the Prime Minister comes up with tomorrow, is indeed endorsed by both Philip Hammond and Boris Johnson, and that therefore there is evidence that she's sealed the crack. So while on the one hand, she is trying to open the door with the European Union and to move that debate and those negotiations forward, at the same time, she is having to keep her colleagues together, colleagues who reportedly have not necessarily been given an awful lot of opportunity to talk through their known differences, an area where some at least have been criticising the way Mr. Prime Minister has so far been handling the cabinet, so far as Brexit is concerned.
Yeah, well, it remains to be seen what she says tomorrow. But as you say, it's got to be there. It's got the tomorrow's speech has to do so much for her in terms of just reuniting the cabinet view and, you know, delivering what she needs to deliver to the other member states. Professor, the legendary Professor John Curtis there, Politics University Strathclyde, of course. Thank you very much, John. In the next bit of the programme, there will be a paper review, but not any old paper review, of course. A diversity paper review. A different diversity each day goes through the papers for us, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Tara's with us today. She's Jewish, and she'll be looking at the paper. We've got headline hijack as well on the way. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
This is Talk Radio in the afternoons. Victoria's got the latest news now.
Talk Radio.
A close friend of the ringleader of the London Bridge terror attack has been jailed for making Islamic State Group propaganda videos outside Windsor Castle. Taha Hussein from Slough filmed himself making threats and yelling IS slogans at the royal residence and a nearby barracks. The 21-year-old has been sentenced to 4.5 years in prison. Sky's Mark White says security services have told him Hussein was heading down a path of violent extremism.
Their belief is that had he not been arrested 10 months before the London Bridge attacks, it is perfectly conceivable that he might have gone on to play a part. Of course, we'll never know that.
Ryanair has announced plans to recruit 125 new pilots within the next week or two. The airline's been forced to cancel up to 50 flights a day due to problems with rotors after it admitted it had messed up in allocating pilot holiday. Rescuers are fighting to save a 12-year-old girl spotted wriggling her fingers in the rubble of a collapsed school in Mexico City. Dozens of children are dead or missing after the powerful earthquake that flattened buildings there. A coroner has ruled Moore's murderer Ian Brady died of natural causes. He's accepted the cause of death given by a Home Office pathologist as a form of heart failure. A third of British people think the cost of university is no longer worth it. A poll has found as many as two-thirds of students are dropping out before the end of some courses. And the White House has released a transcript of one of Donald Trump's speeches after he referred to a non-existent country at the UN.
In Guinea and Nigeria, you fought a horrifying Ebola outbreak. Namibia's health system is increasingly self-sufficient.
The US president's been mocked for the mistake during a lunch with African leaders. He meant to say Namibia. The weather: rain is pushing eastwards across Britain, sunshine and showers following. Warmer in the east with highs of 20 degrees is more in half an hour.
I don't think it's... I mean, there's a lot to mock with Trump, we know that. But I don't think this is one of them, because it's easy to just read the wrong word, isn't it, Victoria?
But he repeatedly said it. So it's not like it was one mistake. It was done on a number of occasions.
Right, I wasn't aware of that. I thought it was just that one.
No, I've got more audio which I can fish out when he said it again.
Yeah, I think
could you remix it?
Mm.
I mean, yeah.
There we go.
Do you want a remix?
That's the last hour of the show sorted.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I can make a Namibia remix.
DJ yeah, Victoria on the decks.
Well, yeah.
Excellent. Okay, fine. So that's all.
Made a note of that.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Today, Victoria will be here with bonus news at 3:30. Why? Well, because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be, so she has to make the time up, because she gets paid the same, don't you, Victoria?
Yes, and that's the right decision, as we keep maintaining.
And so, bonus news today is...
vegetable news.
It's happening in the world of vegetable. You'll hear about it in around 2 hours' time. Victoria also bringing us today's headline hijack. Details on the way next.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B.I.G.G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tomorrow night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
There's the Ryanair pilot thing as well. Just thinking about that. Mm-hmm. Hearing that in the news. They're saying to sort this mess out, they're going to recruit more pilots in the next few days.
Yeah.
Well, first they should recruit someone who knows how to do rotors properly. Although, actually, airplanes don't have rotors, do they? That's helicopters. But, you know. And also...
yeah, go on.
I might go and do it. I might go and be a pilot.
A pilot?
Mm, because, you know...
Don't you have to be qualified?
Yeah, but
do you have your pilot's license?
No.
Do you even have a provisional pilot license?
No.
So you can't even be a co-pilot?
No. But, you know, it can't be that hard. And so, you know, why...
It's weird when
They need pilots. They're going to be desperate, so they're not going to check my qualifications that well. Are they? They're just going to, you know, I can just go...
Yeah, but I reckon if you sat in a cockpit, you wouldn't know what to do.
Well, like I said, it's, you know, I've got buttons and stuff here, right?
Yeah, but none of them make this building fly or this studio fly.
They do this, and they do this, or this, or this, or this. I mean, how, you know, it's just buttons, isn't it?
When has that ever happened on a flight, though?
Well, it's just, what I'm saying is it's just buttons. How hard can it be?
Some nice throwbacks there.
Yeah.
yeah, well, no. you can't do it. Being a pilot is actually really hard to do because the course to learn how to be a pilot is really expensive.
Well, it's like university then.
Yeah, and if you fail the entry exam, I think once, I think you only get one chance to fail.
Yeah.
And then if you fail it twice, you can never be a pilot.
Right.
So you got to do all of that by, you know, in 6 weeks' time.
I might not then. I'll Google it or something first. Fine. It's probably a YouTube video, isn't it, to watch to learn how to fly a plane or something. So, headline hijack. That is what you are now cordially invited to take part in. Allow me to explain in case you've never heard it before. You know the news? You know how it like happens on half an hour intervals and there's a sort of bulletin and where you are brought sort of the salient points of the day's current affair? You know that? Well, at 2 o'clock on this programme, we like to insert an absolutely made-up lie into that bulletin so people not listening to this bit or not paying attention don't know it's there, and thus they believe it. But we'd like you to make the lie up. Here's how to get in touch and get your lie to us. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's the text. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Right, Cornelius has been collating some of them. What have we got? What's coming in?
This one's from Iona. Who says, could the names of batteries be changed after Brexit? Senior members of what's left of UKIP have called for batteries to be reverted from their EU-given names such as AA and AAA to the old British names of Bupence, Barvings and Frutbats.
Right.
When Talk Radio approached the Duracell bunny for a comment, he refused to give one.
In an attempt to tackle unemployment, this has come in from Dean. Companies are being encouraged to make up roles. A government guidebook in the process of squeezing more staff into your building suggests it's hot desks and vague job titles such as head of correspondent or executive editor of Talk Radio. Just roles aren't really, don't exist, but there's someone there doing it and saying that's what they are, but no one really knows what they do they, Laurie? So, what else have we got?
Let's have this one from Sally, who says that a study has shown that birthdays actually age a person's look. The organisation of parties, cards and presents is so stressful that people's faces look older. The conclusive results of the study showed that people who had more birthdays tended to look older than people who had less.
Fewer. Right, so the time is this. 20 minutes to 2 o'clock. That is almost time for today's Diversity Pay-Per-View. Those lines are remaining open for headline hijacks. You've got about 20 minutes to get yours to us. If you'd like to make something up, please do so. Next, Diversity Pay-Per-View, Tara joins us to go through what everyone's talking about in the media today. I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangey-fied for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a towie tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Ooh, winter can hit you hard if your boiler's not up to it. So make sure your home or business stays a step ahead this winter with a new boiler from British Gas for half price. You'll still get our full fixed price guarantee and our full 5-year warranty, and you'll only pay full price for the installation. Oh, and don't worry, you will get a full boiler. It's only the price we've cut in half. But hurry, this half-price offer ends 31st of October. Get yours now and be a step ahead this winter. Search British Gas new boiler. Conditions apply.
When you're on the city and the footy's on TV, that's amore. When you've got all the matches without any catches, that's amore. When you're on the city and the footy's on TV,
every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Top trade picks at TradePoint. Stanley Fatmax 20-inch tool bag, just £18. Hurry, when it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint.
With Ford's new for old scrappage scheme, save between £3,650 and £7,000 on the recommended list price when you trade in your old vehicle for a new Ford commercial vehicle. It's a great chance to upgrade to the Ford Sync system with voice control and emergency assistance, plus sensors that make parking effortless. Ford, together we go further.
Retail customers only who trade in a vehicle registered before 31st of December 2009. Scrappage savings between £3,650 and £7,000 dependent on model are to the recommended retail price excluding VAT. Selected models excluded. Contract from 21st of August to 31st of December and registered from 1st of September to the 31st of December 2017. At participating Ford dealers only, T's and C's apply. Visit ford.co.uk/scrappage for more information.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 northbound is still closed in Cumbria between junction 41 at Catalan and 42 at Carlisle. After lorry hit the central barrier and lost its load, there were queues stretching back beyond junction 40 at Penrith, based on the diversion route along the A6, and southbound one lane is also closed off. The M1 southbound in South Yorkshire, there's a broken down vehicle between 35 at Rotherham and 34 at Meadowhall, and in Gloucestershire, still two lanes closed on the M5 south, 13 at Stroud to 14 at Thornbury because of an overturned caravan. I'm Jamie Sirkin.
Hiring for your business is important, and with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job, easy to manage candidates, easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the Outer Limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So there's a lot going on today, as you know. Student debt. You're right, that's all right.
Sorry, yeah.
Everyone's got this. No, come here. Come here. Oh, for goodness sake.
Come on, it doesn't sound nice.
Mine's proper chesty as well.
Yeah.
You've just got a dry cough.
You're ill. Everyone's got this plaguey thing. But, you know, we'll get on to that in a moment. However, there's a lot going on, of course, in the news. As you know, Theresa May has flown home from New York from the UN with Boris Johnson on the same flight they were, weren't they? That must have been fun.
Awkward.
Yeah. You know, obviously, rescue workers in central Mexico are now still searching for the survivors of that earthquake. Theresa May tomorrow goes to Florence to do her speech to the EU, of course. There's just hell of a lot going on, and it's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
A lot of people can't, Cornelius. We are here to help, though, of course, on Talk Radio in the afternoons. And what we do is we take the news and we analyse it using the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Consumers told don't buy fire risk fridges. You've got an oven for that.
And you? In haiku. So, to the rest of what's going on in the media today. Of course, the newspapers, what's trending, what's happening online, all that kind of stuff, reviewed as you'd expect it to be on a talk radio show. However, we like to review them using a different diversity each and every day. Diversity is a huge issue, not just in the media now, of course, in all walks of life. And we like to do our bit, and frankly have been doing for a long time. Different diversity in here every day, doing that job, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Tara's with us again today. Hi, Tara.
Hello.
And your diversity is?
Jewish.
Jewish. And you're an ill Jewish today.
Ill Jewish. And it's Jewish New Year today.
Oh, Shana Tova.
Shana Tova.
She was great at tennis, wasn't she? Of course. But you are ill. I mean, we should start with that, because everyone in the office is ill. The nation appears to be ill. Everyone I meet has got a cold. They're just sort of, everyone's complaining about it.
But it's funny, because we all turned up on Monday and we all had exactly the same symptoms, didn't we? We were all ill and we were all ill at the same time.
Yeah. That's exactly right. And then you got even iller.
Well, yeah, I went to Wasabi with Hannah, the producer. And then at 4 o'clock exactly, we both just started throwing up.
Yeah.
Just as the
show was starting.
It's no critical reflection on Sam Delaney, that. Let's be very clear.
I think an MP, we got an MP up.
Yeah.
And then we both started throwing up.
And had yesterday off, and now you're back.
Had yesterday off.
How are you feeling?
We both sent home the day it happened.
Yeah. Well, that's probably wise.
I came in for about 10 minutes yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Why did you do that?
I don't know.
Just went
home for 10 minutes.
Do you get paid for that?
I was thinking,
What's the deal?
How much do you charge for 10 minutes?
I just wouldn't tell you it's 10 minutes. Just
we're on day rates, aren't we? So one day.
Yeah, one day.
Yeah, just round it up.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's in the papers, Tara?
It's Freshers' Week.
Yes, it is.
It's Freshers' Week.
Yeah, speaking of vomiting.
Talking of vomiting. Did it start today? I'm not sure. Because I remember
beginning of the
it
week,
always started. No, I don't think Freshers starts on a Monday.
Oh.
I think it starts on
Mine
a Wednesday.
Mine did, although, well, there's some sort of basically, every university's different. My one was, it was called Welcome Week, and it would basically, the Saturday and the Sunday were like the move-in days, but there'd be some, all the bars would be open, etc. Yeah. And then on Friday, that's when you're...
That's when your
welcome lectures start.
Right.
If you are studying, just starting uni, and there's a welcome lecture... Don't go. It's a waste of time.
Mine was so long. The induction lecture.
Yeah.
It was so long, and everyone turned up.
Yeah.
And it was really boring.
You'll soon get the hang of it. It's the gist of it.
But anyway, the point is that the Vice Chancellor has said he's published a report, and he says he's warning freshers to just calm down, basically, and he's offered alternatives, and the alternatives are mindfulness. Relaxation and self-awareness.
Wow, what a great party that will be. Imagine that going to any uni and you're going, I'm off the leash! I am out of the confines. I've moved away from mother's skirts. Or father's, he's allowed to wear that as well if he wants to in this day and age. Move away from the confines of parents and I'm out on my own in the world, and so I'm going to do an adult colouring book. Relaxing. I mean, come on. If you can't go out and get hammered on Freshers' Week, I'm not condoning it. But if it's a rite of passage in many ways.
Yeah.
Drink responsibly, kids.
Yeah, definitely.
I thought millennials didn't even drink anymore, actually, though, so this ties it. Is that, because that's the thing, isn't it?
There's
a growing number of people who choose not to drink.
Yeah.
And also, it's obviously October's coming up, and don't you stop drinking in October for cancer? A lot of people do that.
Do they?
I thought that was
Stoptober.
Dry January.
Yeah, Stoptober is
Stoptober.
Smoking.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. No, all you've right.
You've
sorry.
You've mixed
sorry,
up. Yeah.
Everyone. I've got the news wrong.
Yeah.
Got the news wrong.
Yeah.
So
that's probably why they're getting rid of those fridges.
In his report, he's also urged universities to have designated relaxation spaces around campus.
Is that next to the safe space? Is it?
Can you imagine students taking themselves off to a relaxation space?
I mean, what's wrong with everyone?
basically, this report just says nothing, does it?
No.
What's mindfulness and self-awareness?
I mean, well, you're, you know, when I was a student, you know, I mean, 90% of the time was relaxing. I mean, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant.
Wasn't it?
God, it's so good.
I mean, there was the odd, you know, there were lectures and stuff, and then you sort of had to go, oh, I've got to write, what, an essay by 2 months.
Yeah, 2 months.
Fine, I'll just do that. But the rest of the time, pretty much relaxing.
I always had 8 hours of classes a week.
I know, I had 6 hours a week.
Yeah, and four of mine weren't compulsory.
I just remember, like, on the way down to uni, right, my parents driving me down to Kent from the Midlands, where I grew up, and only in the car on the way did my mum say, so, you know, what are you going to do the rest of the time? And I went, what do you mean? And she said, well, your lectures are like, only because you, you know, like 5-6 hours a week. Yeah. And I went, what? I just assumed it was like school. I thought it was like all day, every day.
Yeah.
And when I realised, oh my goodness. I mean, I went out to celebrate by being mindful. I'll be honest, I got out of my mindful.
I can never remember what I actually did during the days at university.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember now.
I had a part-time job, so I was there quite a lot, but otherwise, if I had a free day at university, I would not know what to do.
Did you join any societies?
Yeah, that's right. I did radio.
Yeah, you wouldn't know, would you now? look where it got you.
Yeah, I wish
what a failure that was.
should have chosen something. I signed up to radio in Freshers Week, and now it's my life. So just be careful when you're going around those Freshers Fairs what you sign up to.
This is very similar to student radio, to be honest. Far off. What about you, Tara? Did you join any
societies? I joined FemSoc, Feminist Society. I really wanted to be a feminist.
Are you one now?
I really thought I was. I think so.
Oh, well, it worked then,
didn't it? When I think back to me then, I was
FemSoc sounds like a contraceptive.
One of the big things we did was stand outside campus giving out tampons.
Really?
Yeah. That was a big move, the revolution.
What would happen if it rained? Be awkward. Anyway,
I left that in third year.
Fair enough. Moving on, next story.
Okay, so the Glasgow Airport have launched an appeal to reunite young passengers with hundreds of teddy bears left behind on their travels.
Aww.
I thought it's really nice, isn't it?
That is nice. Yeah. So this is what, just that left at the airport on planes, that kind of thing?
They've got 272 teddy bears.
That's a lot of teddy bears. Because kids who travel with teddy bears are often very attached to them because, you know, the comfort of them and everything else.
Yeah, if you have to take it
and speaking as a father with two kids who still, even at 7 and 5, have particular toys that they take everywhere. You know, one's a rabbit, one's a mouse or something. Right? If they go missing, it's like World War III. I mean, it's like they will not relax.
Can you replace it and would they know?
Oh, they'd know.
They'd know.
I've even gone down the route of going, because mouse is so battered, right? Mouse is like, it's like just a bit of cloth.
It's a creative name.
Cloth now. Mouse. It's called mouse. It's a bit of cloth that's just really dirty and horrible. And I thought, well, I'll try and replace that by buying an identical one from when it was Mouse's cousin! No, unacceptable.
What you need to do is when you originally buy these, buy them in bulk.
Yeah, and kick them around. Because they won't accept them if they're new and fluffy.
They have to
take on the patina of something that's been smashed to bits.
That's a great parenting tip.
Yeah.
I might start calling myself a parenting expert.
Well,
because that's what all people do, and then they end up on talk radio. No qualifications to it.
Parenting.
You get a book deal.
Yeah. I'll start doing it.
If you want, you can share the pictures that Glasgow Airport have tweeted out.
Yeah.
And they've got.
I think it's nice.
Pictures.
I think that's good. But if you're a parent and does go missing, you'll be. So you're right there. You're just coughing and spluttering. It's not well, are you?
No.
What about.
Snotting down the mic, sorry.
It's even worse, though. If you say to your kid who you lost a teddy bear at Glasgow Airport last year.
Yeah.
Just go, oh, come on, look. We can go and get reunited. You get there, it's not one of the ones. That's just double disappointment for the kid.
An identification parade.
Yeah. That one's in a landfill, isn't it?
This could help Ryanair out of a problem, right? If you were to train those teddy bears, right, as pilots, then that's, you know,
250.
Yeah, that's a lot of pilots. They only need 125.
Yeah.
So that's going to.
And they're not going to strike or anything, are they?
No.
Just get on with it.
So, you know, I'm just throwing that out there. Just trying to help.
Actually, there's also another holiday story.
Go on.
TripAdvisor have published the worst, or someone else has published TripAdvisor's worst reviews ever.
Brilliant.
Like, one's ones, the worst review was left in Australia, where urine was leaking from the ceiling.
Urine was leaking from the ceiling?
Onto the, there's a picture, but obviously you can't see it.
I don't want to see, I don't think I want to see that picture of urine leaking from the ceiling.
Yeah, well, that's what happened to
them. Who was in the room above? One of our producers? Or Donald Trump enjoying a holiday? I'm going to let you go, Tara, because you don't seem well to me.
I've got to go.
I know you have. You're coughing, spluttering.
There's nothing more satisfying, I find, than leaving a really bad TripAdvisor review on somewheres with using their Wi-Fi. I love it. I did it at a pub in Bromley once. It was so bad. I've been waiting for ages. While I was queuing for the bar, I was just like, well, there's something I can do in this time. I'm going to use your own Wi-Fi to stop other people from coming here.
Tara, go away. Go lie down.
I'm going.
Go,
thank
go.
You. Bye.
Hey, thank you. I mean, oh, dear. Right, OK. Everyone's just ill, so I apologise for all of that noise that happened there. Poor Tara. Go and lie down, honestly. Go.
Lie down.
Oh, go on. Right, so next thing. Headline hijacks on the way. Of course it is. You make up the news. You hear your made-up news. Broadcaster's actual truth. In the forthcoming bulletin. That's how Headline Hijack works. It's fooling the nation, confusing those who don't listen to this bit of the programme or aren't paying attention. Who is today's Headline Hijacker, Cornelius? We need a name.
It's Carl.
From?
Sussex.
Carl in Sussex, well done. Your lie is forthcoming from Victoria's Face in the news. After that, guest action, actress Ophelia Lovibond joins us. She's in W1A, of course, so she's going to be in to talk about that and other things. There's the big debate at three. More news in haiku form. It's the news in haikus. And today's edition of Paul Rossmaster as well. Today, Ricky Norwood, occasional James Whale sidekick, star of EastEnders, having his knowledge of Paul Ross and his patients well and truly tested. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.
Oh, look, it's a postcard from Steve and Lou. Having a wonderful time in Ibiza, very hot, wish you were here. And happy birthday, Mike. Best wishes. And if you get poorly, get well soon. All the best, SNL.
Like getting your money's worth? Enjoy the delicious 99p mayo chicken, part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
Is your current job driving around the bend? Now's the time to put your career into overdrive and earn up to £30,000 a year as a qualified driving instructor. Visit reddrivingschool.com or text RED to 80800 and discover the freedom of being your own boss with a guaranteed opportunity to join Red Driving School. You can even get a full refund of your training fees once you work with us for a qualifying period. Terms and conditions apply. Make the change now with Red Driving School. Text RED to 80800 now. Text charge at standard rate.
New Kitchens and Bathrooms brochure is in store now. Pick up a free copy at your local TradePoint counter to view our new range of Cook & Lewis, Neff, Beko and Bosch appliances. All available to order now. Like the Bosch single fan oven. Just £233. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
The Renault Scrappage Scheme is now on. You could save thousands on a brand new Renault. So say au revoir to your old car. Model exclusions apply. Eligibility criteria apply. Visit renault.co.uk/scrappage.
In my day, a tackle was a tackle. And diving was something you did down the bars. Shorts were shorts and there wasn't a man bun or an Alice band in sight. And when you scored, you celebrated properly. But then again, in my day, you couldn't have a flutter on your phone. Sign up to Betfred online or on your mobile and get £30 in free bets when you stake a tenner. Result. So whenever you bet, Betfred.
Selected bets. New customers only. 18 plus T&Cs apply. Please bet responsibly. Gamblerware.co.uk. Visit betfred.com/promotions for more information.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Back a bit. No. Forward. A bit more. Now. Back. Forward. Wait. Forward.
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit! Perfect!
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. It's Thursday. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, IS supporter jailed. Ryanair insists pilot working conditions are good. And a fake hand closes a road.
Talk Radio.
A man who made terrorist propaganda videos outside Windsor Castle has been jailed for 4 years. Taha Hussein, who was a close friend of the London Bridge attack ringleader, yelled Islamic State group slogans and called for extremists to target politicians and police officers. Sky's Mark White has more.
Taha Hussein was found guilty of disseminating extremist material, which included instructions and advice on how to get out to Syria to fight for ISIS. Instructions like how to avoid airport security, and also advice for those who couldn't get to Syria to launch attacks here in the UK using knives or bombs.
Ryanair has announced plans to hire an extra 125 pilots over the next 2 weeks after cancelling more than 2,000 flights. Up to 50 services a day have been axed until the end of October. The firm has admitted it messed up staff holidays. Former pilot Terry Tozer has told Talk Radio the company doesn't treat their crews very well.
They work them to the limit, they put them under maximum pressure throughout their duty period, and they expect them to work, you know, on their days off if they're in, if the airline requires it. They don't get paid any extra for that.
But Chief Executive Michael O'Leary insists that Ryanair's pilots work under good terms and conditions. Rescue teams have worked through the night to try and save those trapped under rubble following an earthquake in Mexico. More than 230 people have died and more than 2,000 are injured after the tremor, with several thousands more left homeless. A murder investigation is underway after a badly burned body was found in southwest London. Emergency crews made the discovery in the back garden of a property in Putney yesterday evening. A 40-year-old man and a woman who's 34 have been arrested. And police who closed a main road after reports of a suspicious object have revealed it was a fake severed hand. The A19 was shut near Middlesbrough last night while officers investigated the prop.
Right. Like stories like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should do a service where you reunite children with their...
severed hands?
Yeah, lost fake severed hands.
Imagine
yeah,
it like, was a child's severed hand.
Well, it's a toy, isn't it?
No. A fake severed hand. Might not be a toy. It might be...
a prop.
Yeah, it might be a magician's.
They'd use magic, not fakery.
Right.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed.
I've got to do the weather.
Yes, I know.
Okay, just here checking. You quite often forget.
I would have forgotten, you're right. Here it comes.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So rain pushing eastwards. Sunshine and showers after that. Warmer in the east with highs of 20 degrees.
I bet the severed hand had fallen, like, quite off the hard shoulder.
There we go. I knew there was something in it. I was going with M High 5, which didn't work.
No.
Would have been great if it was on the M5, if that's a thing.
Yeah. The M5 is a thing.
Yeah, okay, cool. No idea.
Yeah. hard shoulder, so it sort of fell off the shoulder.
Left-hand side.
What?
Left-hand side of the road. Drive on the left-hand side.
Left. Yeah.
This is painful.
That's what they said when they severed his hand.
It's fake.
Yeah. Now here's Dibble.
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 With a pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Chelsea striker Diego Costa's on the verge of a return to Atletico Madrid, according to reports in Spain. He's said to be having a medical this afternoon, with the move worth more than £50 million. Costa's been in Brazil for months after falling out with Chelsea boss Antonio Conte. Tottenham manager Maurizio Pochettino says he's not worried that Harry Kane could leave. Former Spurs boss Tim Sherwood believes the striker will want a move if they don't win a trophy this season. Here's the current Spurs boss.
Tim have the right to speak about
about Tottenham and about Harry, of course. But that is a question more for Harry Kane, what he wants to do in the future.
And England's cricketers managed less than 3 overs at the crease before rain stopped play in the second one-day international against West Indies. Owen Morgan's side were put into bat by the tourists and were 21 for no wicket at Trent Bridge when the bad weather came. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the Fruit and Veg Board have shut down a rumour that's circulating online that says that melons hold the secret to everlasting life. The myth began in an online version of a Pokemon game and has led to supermarkets selling out of melons. In a statement, the FNV board said that while melons are good for your health, they will not grant eternity.
Thank you very much indeed. Victoria there with the news, and Dibble.
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 With the pre-recorded sport. You listen to Talk Radio. We'll meet Ophelia Lovibond next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good day to you. You are listening to The Radio, and I am John Holmes, and I promised you guest action, and guest action once more I deliver to you. I'm joined by an actress who was, of course, Isabella in the 2006 film Crusade in Jeans, and someone who, for me, will always be the definitive Jude in one episode of Casualty in 2005. Ophelia Lovibond,
so
how are you?
I'm worse now.
That's me doing research. I thought you'd be impressed with that.
Thank you, Google.
IMDb, actually.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
God, I thought I had that removed.
No, sadly not. It's still there. you can't not look back on that.
No,
and go,
I'm joking, no.
Yeah, on my road to success.
Yeah.
Look at the bumpy road I travelled.
No, it's great. They're
what was
great
Crusade
fun.
In Jeans?
I wish I knew. The jury's still out on that one.
I mean, I looked at it. I read the synopsis, and I didn't really understand it at all. So it was fine.
I think it was a Danish sort of grim fairy tale type thing that they translated, and it did not translate. But it was really fun. We got to travel all over. Went to Croatia, Luxembourg, and places like that. That was the main appeal.
Yeah, and rightly so.
Yeah.
Was it famously chose? Was it Michael Caine who did Jaws 3 or something, The Revenge? And he said, well, they went, why did you do that? Worst film in the world. And he went, because the first line of the script said, opening, Bahamas.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Just went
yeah.
for that.
Yeah. That's
fair enough.
I think that is fair enough.
Nothing wrong with it. So anyway, how are you?
I'm great, very good.
Let's not beat around the bush, because listeners aren't stupid. They know you haven't just popped in for a chat. This is a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. We know that much. So let's get that bit out of the way first. We might as well, because it's W1A, Series 3.
Series 3, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So tell us where we are in the world of W1A.
Back where we started, where we never moved from, where no conversations ever lead to any progress.
Yeah.
That's pretty much W1A. Izzy's just going around. I play Izzy. She's going around putting out other people's fires again. It's just more non-conversations.
I don't wish to do anyone out of work, but you could just record all meetings at the BBC and put that out as the sitcom, because it's the same.
We've heard that is the case.
Yeah. I think I've been in those meetings.
I mean, you do, when you'd read John Morton's script, and it would say the names of the rooms, you know, we'll meet in Ronnie Barker at 2.
Yeah.
And you kind of think, what the hell are they talking about? And then you go to the BBC, and they all have really weird, you know, June Brown, and it's all different kind of rooms.
It is, for an outsider, it is a bit confusing, because if you say, we will meet in Ronnie Barker, it suggests that...
It's what's suggestive.
Yeah. Well, and as a tribute to Ronnie Barker, maybe the BBC have bought his body and hollowed it out and turned it into a giant meeting room. That's what it suggests. And that's the way they'd spend license.
A giant
meeting room. Well, maybe they've hollowed out Ronnie Barker and inflated him, like a sort of comedy... bouncy.
That's a whole
castle.
Other show. I think
we could pitch this.
Yeah.
Okay. If meetings were hold on an inflatable Ronnie Barker, though.
Okay. TM.
So put that in for Series 4. So what else can you tell us about W1A then? Because it is back, right? People love it. It's because it reflects. I guess it just reflects, because it's not just the BBC. Anyone who's ever worked in an office kind of gets that management speak stuff, don't
they? Yes.
So that's why people kind of latch onto it.
That, and I do think that's a really clever format that John came up with. That it is. It is very specifically BBC, and people who work there recognise it. But equally, my sister, who is an EA at another company, she recognises those kind of conversations, if she ever kind of comes into the meeting and hears, she's like, they've not said anything of any meaning. No yeah. one wants any accountability for any kind of big decisions that are going to cost money. So you kind of, you see them, all these people emerging from offices looking totally bewildered and not really understanding what they've just agreed to.
It seems to me if everyone just cancelled meetings, because you and I are fairly lucky, we don't have to go to those sort of meetings because we don't have that job. Mm-hmm. But it seems to me that the amount of time wasted of people having a meeting about when the next meeting's even going to be.
But isn't that the point? You can waste
I suppose it is.
Croissants and drink coffee. And
is that why they do it?
Yeah,
I suppose. So it's not supposed to achieve anything, in fact. That sounds fair enough. No. Have you ever been in a meeting in a previous life like that?
No.
No.
But you
went straight into...
I've been acting since I was really little, working since I was 12.
Yeah.
And I went straight into it, so I've never had anything like that.
Yeah.
When you do film something like this, you do get a sense of how cyclical it is, and I do think that's why people respond to it, because they feel finally someone understands that this is madness.
What was the first thing you did at 12?
Oh my god!
See, I'm going back 3 years.
Why are you doing this?
Well, you know, people want to know this kind of thing. It's interesting, isn't it? It's a CV, isn't it?
It's like
a job interview.
I did a series called The Wilsons.
Yeah.
And it was my first job, and it was in front of a live studio audience. It was a baptism of fire, and I played Poppy Wilson, and her ambition was to be a prostitute.
Great.
It was a comedy.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. it was just, I was really, really bad in it. You watch Stranger Things, and the young, I can't remember her name now, but the young girl in that who's 12.
Oh yeah,
absolutely phenomenal. And I just think, God, I was so bad. I have no excuse.
Do you watch stuff you do, or are you the sort of person who go, I am never watching myself on screen?
I don't find it. I mean, I don't kind of settle in with a bowl of popcorn and watch myself. No, yeah. That's pretty creepy. But if there's a screening or something, I think it's fun. I don't get uncomfortable. I think, frankly, it's a good way to kind of go, ooh, that wasn't very good, I'll do that better.
Yeah,
I think that's really true. It doesn't make me uncomfortable, but it equally doesn't... It's not my favourite pastime.
Yeah. Well, that's a fairly middle, straight down the line answer,
pretty,
I would say.
Pretty on the fence kind of answer.
Talk to me about other stuff, because you're in Guardians of the Galaxy, weren't you? The first one
as well.
And stuff. And was that how did that come about? Because that was like the second biggest film of 2014, I think, in the end.
Thanks to me.
Well, that was what I was going to say, And I think your name was mentioned in connection with that. But how did that come about? What was the way in?
Just usual way. I got an audition through... I was actually in Wales with my family, so I had to kind of come back for the recall, and I remember my dad said, you better get this, because he had to drop me at the station, which was not on his itinerary. Not a happy bunny. But I just went in for the audition, and it was one of the most fun auditions. It was with James Gunn, the director, and he wanted me to just really have as much physicality involved in the character as possible. And so he kept making me kind of up the ante and do more and more. And then after a while, he's like, you're recording this and you're going to kind of blackmail me some way down the line. Because I looked ridiculous. And because you're not in the costume, you're not in the set. You're just in a random room at Pinewood in your normal clothes doing the kinds of things that happen in Guardians of the Galaxy. You look mad.
I've always thought that. I guess that's acting. But that whole idea of being able to inhabit that role in your normal clothes with audition tapes are always really weird to watch.
It's hard to explode in an audition. It was a challenge, but
do you make the noise?
I'm not doing it now.
Oh. The nation I did collectively disappointed.
Well, you've just come watch it. that was the when I got the part, I was just like, wow, I'm obviously really great at spontaneously combusting in weird rooms.
And what about, I was going to ask about living in New York, because you lived in New York for what, 5 months or something?
Yes.
And I'd read an interview with you where you'd thrown yourself into that, I'm in New York, I might as well inhabit the whole thing. Mm. So you're in New York, you're an English woman in New York, to paraphrase Sting badly. What was the first thing you did that went, right, this is where I embed myself?
I think I kind of spoke to someone like on the street. It's like, hi, like, it's just going, it's like so part of the city. Yeah. What did I do? I think I just got lost. I think I went for a wander and just got caught. I don't know. You just wander around, got coffee, went to Washington Square Park, listened to the people playing the piano and watching all the guys play chess and all of those kind of classic things that it feels... I'd been to New York before, but never for that long, and it feels so familiar because you've seen it so many times.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
There is that strange sense you feel like you've kind of been supplanted into a set. And you recognise street corners from kind of Woody Allen movies.
It is odd, isn't it, that?
It is really
New
strange.
York especially, and I guess because we so much of our sort of film language in this country is informed by Hollywood a lot of the time, and those, you know, iconic American cities, New York, LA and Chicago even, or whatever it might be, and even places like, you know, the Grand Canyon. When you go there, it's like, I've been here before and you know every bit of it.
I definitely got that sensation. And I mean, obviously then living there for a longer time, you get your regular haunts and things, which I now always go back to, or kind of you make friends and you have your favourite bars and you see the same people when you go back, and it is, you do suddenly feel like you're a fabric of that. So then when you watch those sorts of films again, it does feel much more personal. I do think it's quite, I understand why there have been so many songs and poems and films written about that city.
Did you find it inspiring in that, and creatively as well?
Definitely. There's got a real, it's got a real kind of momentum to it. There's a real dynamism to it, which I think it's some people respond to and kind of float on the top of, or they kind of sink and it's too much. And but I've always grown up in London, so I think New York was just kind of an amplified version of it.
And have you lived anywhere else? Because I know we were talking about travelling for movies and stuff, but which doesn't quite count, does it? But in terms of, if you know, London obviously is home and you grew up here, but in terms of living in other countries,
just for this work, I lived in LA again when I was first out there. I lived about 9 months, and then I did a job in South Africa for about 7 months, so it's always fit with.
But that's
work.
Long enough to get a good sense of someone.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. You do. I mean, it's. I really know it. People who, you know, you meet and they're from there. You know, they'll mention someone like, "Oh yeah, that's just on Clough Street." And they're like, they look at you, kind of. You recognise what they're talking about. Yeah. It is definitely long enough to bed in.
And what about theatre as well? Because you've done that.
I just finished the play on Saturday.
Yeah. So how was it?
It was brilliant, if I may say so myself. I don't, you know what I mean? the experience.
I'm sure you were brilliant.
It was, I loved it so much. It was such a great play. It was a play that hadn't been done. It was written in 1924 and wasn't done until, I think, 2013. Anyway, it's just been kind of languishing in a basement in Samuel French's, I think. It was such a brilliant experience.
Why hadn't it been done so long?
Well, it was written in, like I say, 1924, and it was a feminist play, and I just think then it just was, no one would touch it with a barge pole, because it was quite radical, the stuff she was suggesting, like, you know, equal pay.
Yeah, I mean, that's you know, still shouldn't happen. I mean, we know.
No, I mean,
what a ridiculous notion.
It doesn't. Yeah. So it just wasn't done, and it just got forgotten about, and then Richard Eyre found, he didn't find it, but someone else found it, and he just... Daniel Evans, who runs the theatre, came across it and just asked Richard to come and direct it. And it was great.
Did it give you a yearning for more? Because stage acting is very different to movie acting. You don't have to stand there and pretend to explode, for instance. No. But it's is it a different approach? Do you have to approach it differently, or
this kind of is oversimplifying. I don't really feel like it is. I just feel like you just have to make sure you can be heard. So that obviously involves different. It's more physical in that sense, but I don't feel like it's a whole different skill set personally. That's not how I feel
you
about
it. You just
make
it look easy, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah, sure. I'll take that. But no, I loved it. It's definitely given me... I want to do more and more of it.
Yeah. And what next?
I don't know.
Oh, right. Do you want to sort of put me out for anything? Some very influential people listen to this. Is there anything you've got your eye on?
Oh, God, I don't know.
James Bond.
Actually,
it's got your names near. I mean you have got Bond in there already.
Running for who? I mean, who's not like Idris Elba people? But I think he should watch out.
Yeah, you see, you could do that.
Yep.
I'd watch you as James Bond. That'd be fine.
Thank you.
Doctor Who.
I know. Yeah, me and Jodie can be fighting the good fight.
Yeah. There's all of those iconic roles. So you know, pick one. Pick one and go for it. If you could do anything at all, right?
Oh,
iconically, of whatever gender it might be now, it doesn't matter.
I actually would love to play Sally Bowles. I played her once at school, and I've always wanted to do it professionally. That's
okay.
Definitely, she swirls around in my mind.
All right.
So yeah.
Well, keep on swirling.
Great, thanks.
Or something. Are you sure you don't want to explode before you go?
I've already done it today.
All right, fine. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks.
Good, Olivia.
Everyone does
Olivia.
That.
Olivia. Why did I say that?
Because everyone does. Ophelia. I'm still called. People who've known me for years do it, and you look at them and they don't know what they've done.
Yeah, I'll tell you what it is. It's because I've never met any other Ophelia. And I know some Olivias. So that's what it is. Good. Because and so the first O name that comes into your head is
I
that
one. I
don't know why that is.
I met my first Ophelia recently, and she was 3 weeks old.
Really?
Yeah.
Named after you? Is that a deliberate thing?
I mean, I never met her or her mother before, but I like to think
that. I think that's a definite.
Yeah, probably.
I want the exploding person from Garden to do that. Well, Ophelia, thank you for coming in. W1A is on the television. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to the radio.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Take a walk on the wild side with best-selling author David Baddiel as he reads from his blockbuster children's book, Annie Malcolm.
Then he jumped in front of Bert, making himself a human shield.
Annie Malcolm, a story hour exclusive with David Baddiel.
Sorry, a monkey shield. Sorry, an ape shield.
Join David Baddiel reading his book, Annie Malcolm, on Story Hour, Sunday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Annie Malcolm, out now in all good bookshops.
When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore. When you've got all the matches without any catches, that's amore. When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's amore.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
What happens when you're working first thing in the morning and you find you don't have the right tool for the job? Answer, Screwfix. If you've got an early start or you're working late, don't worry. Most of our stores in London are open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays and early on weekends too. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Undo the ties. Unleash your ambitions. Untame your adventure. And make new decisions. Unmap your life with the award-winning Jeep Renegade. With legendary Jeep capability, 5-star safety rating, and touchscreen technology. And save an extra £2,000 in addition to existing offers when you test drive by the 30th of September. Unmap, unwind, and be Renegade. Visit jeep.co.uk to claim your £2,000 test drive voucher.
Orders by 30th of September. Retail customers only. Participating dealers only. Savings against list price. T's and C's apply. Visit jeep.co.uk.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site according to Comscore.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary? Oh! If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Big problems on the motorways. The M1 southbound in South Yorkshire. Two lanes closed and very slow traffic due to a lorry fire between 35 for Rotherham and 34 for Meadowhall. Congestion back to 36 for Sheffield North. The M6 northbound in Cumbria is closed at the moment. Stationary traffic due to an accident and shed load between 41 for Catalan and 42 for Carlisle South. And the M5 southbound remains very slow. Long delays due to an overturned caravan between 13 for Stroud and 14 for Thornbury. I'm Paul Jenkins.
He-Man got £50 worth of Co-op food vouchers when he bought Co-op Home Combined Insurance through Money's Supermarket. Now, he feels like his high kicks could pierce the sky. Another Money Super exclusive from Money's Supermarket. Offer ends October 16th. New customers only who buy a Co-op Home Combined Buildings and Contents policy through Money Supermarket. Excludes Northern Ireland and Channel Island customers. For full T's and C's, go to Money Supermarket.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a very good afternoon if you are just joining us. Still to come, the big debate at 3 o'clock. It's Thursday, which means we'll bring you this week's edition of nobody's favourite quiz, Paul Rossmaster. The life, work, career, other stuff pertaining to the Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross, of course. Today, Ricky Norwood, out of off of occasionally the James Whale show here on Talk Radio, and also EastEnders, will be having a go at it. That's coming up as work experience punditry as well after 2:30. Fraser's in with us. He's our work experience this week, and he'll be going through some geeky, gadgety stuff for you, plus a roundup of silly season stuff. Toby Gillies from TalkSport brings us Silly Gillies' Silly Season in around an hour's time. Before that, though, of course, there's much talk and has been on the programme, not least about the UN, because of the speech Donald Trump did at the UN in New York, of course, where it was a controversial speech where he called out a new axis of evil a little bit, and said got the names of countries wrong. All kinds of things were going on with Donald Trump there. But Theresa May, yesterday, criticised Donald Trump to the 8 people that went to her gig. It was like an Edinburgh Fringe venue for her. Nobody really went to see her talk. But she did. But what is it about the UN? You know, we hear about the UN all the time, but what do you actually know about the UN? Well, today, here's where we start informing you. We want some facts, please, about the UN. We are here to help, as you know, in terms of information and entertainment. So 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. That's All Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And then a fact about the UN. Cornelius, what have we got so far?
Apparently, the UN's motto is Capenium Merilios Capenium, which is, of course, Latin for meetings about meetings.
That sounds about right as well. The Jackson 5 have never performed at a UN party. And that's because Marlon Jackson is allergic to canapes, which, of course, is a staple of any UN party.
Yeah, that gig got cancelled once, didn't it? It was just a normal tour show for them, but people were throwing canapes on stage.
Yeah, that's right.
And I had to walk off.
Yeah, and actually, they can't do it anyway. You're right there.
Yeah, sorry.
They can't do it anyway because one of the other Tito Jackson is allergic to Ferrero Rocher. And that is another staple of any UN ambassador's party, isn't it?
Absolutely,
So you can't. What else have you got?
The UN has a five-a-side football team, but it only consists of delegates from Brazil. Their most recent fixture, they battered NATO 14-0 on Saturday.
Good. And Bill Clinton is the only president to have ever addressed the UN in fancy dress. Did you know that? It's a fact, isn't it? He came as a jam donut. And then denied ever dressing as a jam donut. But it was proved, obviously, when he got jam all over Monica Lewinsky's dress. Now, there's been much talk of the plane journey back from New York to Britain, because on that plane were the two seeming rivals, Boris Johnson and Theresa May, sharing a plane.
Yeah, they shared a flight. Apparently that wasn't planned. It was a last-minute thing.
Oh, lastminute.com, was it?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So Boris was trying to get a ticket. So what have we got? We've got audio, haven't we?
Yeah, we've got some exclusive audio that's been leaked through one of my close sources to Talk Radio of the... Well, it seems fairly standard, the safety briefing at the beginning of the flight.
Of the flight with...
With Boris Johnson and Theresa May on.
And I think we've got it to bring to you now.
Yeah.
Here's that audio.
This is an exclusive on Talk Radio.
Welcome aboard. This is Haley, your air steward for this 2043 flight from JFK, New York to London Heathrow. Now, before we depart, here are some important safety instructions. First things first, please put your seatbelt on. Insert the metal end into the buckle and tighten, almost as if your wife has walked into the room when you were already attending to some other parliamentary business. Should we lose pressure during any time of the flight, oxygen masks will drop from the compartment above. This would be an ideal time to smother any unwanted characters from your cabinet, but remember to save your own career before attempting to help any other ministers. In the event of a downward spiral, please put on a brave face and ensure fellow passengers by telling them that a crash means crash and describing its color. We'll be traveling at a speed of approximately 350 million miles per hour this evening, a stat so indisputable that we've ridden it along the side of this Boeing 747. We politely ask you not to attempt to pilot the plane from the back seat. And please note that extramarital affairs in the toilet cubicles are forbidden.
Thank you for flying with us today, although we understand Ryanair was not an option.
Ministerial flight audio there. Theresa May and exclusive. Boris Johnson's flight back. Very exclusive to Talk Radio because of one of Cornelius's close sources. Now, in the next half an hour of the programme, Fraser will be here reviewing some geeky, gadgety stuff. It's a Thursday review. For our work experience, we bring you music, we bring you film, we bring you TV, all that kind of stuff today. Geeky, gadgety nonsense on the way. And the big debate at 3 o'clock in that edition of Paul Rossmaster I mentioned as well at around 20 to 4. But now, just after 2:30, Victoria's here and she's got the latest news.
Talk Radio.
A man has been jailed for filming himself shouting Islamic State Group slogans outside Windsor Castle. Tahar Hussein, who also used his video to call for extremists to target politicians and police officers, was sentenced to 4 years in prison. Ryanair is promising to hire an extra 125 pilots over the next 2 weeks after cancelling more than 2,000 flights. Up to 50 services a day have been scrapped so far, but the airline says it can't rule out cutting more. Terry Tozer is a former pilot.
It will not hire enough people and then basically lean on those that are there to fill in when things go wrong. And I think, you know, Ryanair have probably developed that methodology to a finesse. And people are voting with their feet. Now that the job market's good, they've got other options and they're off.
The airline's chief executive says its pilots have not threatened industrial action and they have a good working relationship. Rescue teams are still working to try and save those trapped under rubble following the earthquake in Mexico. More than 230 people are now known to have died and more than 2,000 have been injured. An inquest has heard Ian Brady's hunger strike didn't cause his death early this year. The coroner ruled the Moors murderer died of natural causes. Police are trying to work out the identity of a body which was found badly burned in a garden in southwest London. A man and woman have been arrested on suspicion of murder. And Donald Trump is being mocked on social media for appearing to event a new African country, Namibia, in a speech at the United Nations. He repeated the gaffe later on. The White House has helped clear things up by releasing an official transcript. It says the US president had meant to say Namibia as he addressed African leaders. The weather rain pushing eastwards across Britain. Sunshine and showers following and warmer in the east with highs of 20 degrees.
Now,
more in around half an hour.
Yes, but now earlier on when we first heard that Donald Trump story about Namibia / Nambia.
Yes.
We found out that he'd said it more than once, so it wasn't just a mistake in that sense. He actually just sort of named the wrong country. And so, I don't know, with your DJ hat on, Victoria Bourne, you were tasked with remixing. I can't remember why, but it seemed like an idea at the time.
I think it's because you've made me remix things before.
Yeah,
yeah, we were very much leading down a dead end radio-wise, so I just blurted out the word remix, and here we are.
That's how we roll.
FYI, John and Connor still ill.
Yes, that's true. So anything to help us all through. Well, I think we've got a world exclusive of this as well, haven't we?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
So Victoria's been, you know, very, very hard. Thank goodness no news happened in the last half an hour. That wouldn't have been reported on, would it? Because you've been busy DJing.
Yeah, we checked that.
Well, just, yeah, yeah. And
we
missed it. Missed the big, Her Majesty the Queen has done...
No!
She hasn't. No. But if she had, you wouldn't be hearing about it here, because we've a remix of Trump's Namibia. Okay, do you want to... yeah?
Here we go.
Oh, all right, here it is.
Namibia. Nam. 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 Namibia. Nam. 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 Namibia. Namibia's health system is increasingly self-sufficient. Namibia. Nam. 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 Namibia.
That was great.
I think Fatboy Slim is crapping himself.
Oh, good.
Right about, great work.
Right about now.
I really is enjoyed
it?
Making
right
it.
Here, right
it was
now.
Very grime, actually, wasn't it? You really went for it.
Yeah. I think we should hear it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to hear it again. I want to hear that again. Can we hear that again, Sam? Play it Nam again, Sam.
Nam. Nam.
Nam.
Nam.
Nam.
Namibia. Nam. 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 Namibia. Namibia's health system is increasingly self-sufficient. Namibia. Nam, 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 nam. Namibia.
Excellent.
It's so good. I want to rap along to it, but there's no rap.
It's really addictive, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've really got a hook there going on.
I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah,
maybe I should have DJed Chloe's wedding instead of you.
Yeah.
Well, if you played that, you would have emptied the dance floor.
Yeah, it was a floor filler if ever there was one. Unlike Theresa May's speech, of course. Nobody.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nobody,
yeah, I regret playing that. Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't have done. I told you not to.
Yeah.
Thanks, Victoria. Victoria is back. Oh, by the way, you know the severed hand?
Yes.
Right? So, so there was a severed hand in the news earlier.
Yeah.
A fake severed hand. Yeah, that turned out not to be, and it's a fake severed hand. Yeah.
Closed the road.
It closed the road.
Yeah.
Exactly that. Dave's been on.
Oh, right. Was he in the traffic caused by the severed hand?
No, but he wants to know if the severed hand fell out of the passing car's glove box.
Oh, well, that's better than what you two came up with.
It is better. I had a hard shoulder thing, but...
I can't remember what I said now.
Left-hand side?
You had nothing.
Oh, left-hand side, I thought was all right.
And something to the M5.
M high five.
Yeah,
it's
just
terrible.
Not working at all. Anyway, Dave, you win. Right, so coming up then, Fraser will be here with today's work experience punditry. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
That's right, we will. And later we'll be talking big debate. We'll be talking the season's silly stories, of course, from the papers today. And today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, a quiz all about Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. But we also like to bring you work experience punditry by getting our work experience in. Fraser's with us this week. Hi, Fraser.
Hi, John.
Dragged away again from the photocopier.
Again.
And forced at microphone point to work with us. Giving you real world experience. And as you know
it
by
is,
now.
Yeah.
It's really because you're, you know, available and free. But today, being a Thursday, I think we're talking geeky, gadgety stuff. So, technicals, isn't it? It's all the tech.
Yeah, tech. What's, gadget, kind of like, you know, invent... New stuff, really.
Let's squeeze one in before the traffic and the travel.
Okay, well, we'll start with the news that LEGO have released an Ultimate Collector's Series of the Millennium Falcon. So, you know the ship from Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Right. The old one was about 1,300 pieces,
yeah.
Or so. So that's pretty big.
Yeah, take
a while. And the new one to coincide with The Last Jedi, which being released in December at some point this year.
Yeah.
This one is 7,500 pieces and has a 494-page instruction booklet and costs $800.
No!
Yeah, I know. And there's a video doing the rounds on the internet at the moment where somebody has sat down and completed it. It took him 34 hours spread across 8 days just purely doing that and then eating and sleeping. Nothing else.
I mean, so what's extra? What are the extra pieces? I mean, it's
basically incredibly detailed. The thing is, I'm a massive Star Wars fan myself. I'd never buy this because I'm just rubbish at Lego. I couldn't do it. But it's got all these like removable bits and bobs which you can take out and you can see inside the ship and everything, and it's got loads of like Easter eggs towards the films as well.
Yeah.
And it's got like removable satellite dishes and stuff.
But the thing is with Lego, that sort of technical Lego is, I mean, the fun is in building it theoretically.
Yes.
So you know they're not, and then afterwards you just. It's not like when I was a kid and when Lego you just sort of build a house out of there, then you smash it up, throw the Lego box. Yeah. You'd be really annoyed if you just sort of break that up again. Now I've done it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You don't want to give that to your kid.
But people display this stuff.
I mean, I can't really emphasize just how big this thing actually is. Like, if you put this on a mantelpiece, it's going to be the only thing.
Yeah.
on the mantelpiece.
Because there was a Death Star. A friend of mine's got the Death Star.
Yeah. Yeah,
which I think he's still building 5 years later. and that's pretty enormous.
Yeah, yeah, it's huge. I
think it's actual size, like the Death Star. He's building. In fact, I'm a bit suspicious of him. I think he's building a Death Star.
Lego. It's just Lego.
It's just a Lego toy.
Just Lego.
You're building a Death Star.
But it's, I think it's really cool. It's not something I personally would go for, because it would just take me a lot of time. I'm terrible with my hands. I can't do stuff with my hands. Yeah. It's going to be a disaster, but I just think it's awesome.
I have two daughters, and so Lego crops up now and again. Yeah, yeah. But these days, you know, they get bored in a second, so I end up sitting there going, "Oh, I'll make the Frozen Castle," you know, and it's so fiddly. Even that, and that's like not many pieces.
Did you use a Kinex when you were a kid?
No,
I did. Yeah,
Kinex was like a whole other level. Though you can like build roller coasters with that kind of stuff. Right. Like, massive.
Yeah, is that still a thing? Kinex, is that still a thing?
I imagine so.
Yeah, it's still.
It was a bit like engineering-wise, weren't it?
For me, it was like an upgrade on Lego in the sense that you could actually like build like mechanical things which moved on the road. Whereas obviously the Millennium Falcon is just going to sit there out of Lego. But with Kinex, you could do all sorts of things with it. So, yeah. But there we go.
It's still going.
Yeah. Oh, good to hear. Fantastic. But yeah, there we go. So massive Millennium Falcon's just been released.
$800.
$800. Oh. 7,500 pieces.
Good. All right. Well, stay right there.
I'm chained to the chair.
Yeah, so I know. Because we'll be bringing you more news from the world of tech and gadgets very shortly. Work experience, punditry, it's Talk Radio. I'm John.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin. Get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
There's a brand new way to get behind the wheel of a new Mercedes-Benz. From now until the end of 2017, we're offering up to £7,000 off the price of selected models when you trade in any older diesel car built from 1992 until 2010. It's called the Diesel Changeover Bonus, and it's another way you could soon be driving something brand new, packed with our latest technology. Who knew it could be so easy? Search Mercedes-Benz Diesel Changeover Bonus and find out about your nearest participating retailer.
Offer subject to availability. Bonuses range from £3,000 to £7,000, depending on model. Trading car must be diesel, EU1 to EU4 emission standard, registered by the customer for at least 6 months. Cannot be used in conjunction with other offers. Full terms and conditions apply at participating retailers only.
Back in my day, a perfect hat-trick was a left foot, a right foot and a header. Nowadays, it's when you back the first goal scorer with Betfred's Double Delight and Hat-Trick Heaven. If your player scores first, then gets the second, we'll double your odds. And if they bag a hat-trick, we'll treble your odds. Double Delight and Hat-Trick Heaven, now available in play. Whenever you bet, Betfred.
In play applies to online and mobile customers only. Single bets and select matches only. Max return exclusions and conditions apply. 18 plus. Visit in store or betfred.com/promotions for more information. Please bet responsibly. gambleaware.co.uk.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Selco Builders Warehouse proudly presents Selco's Deal of the Week.
We've got it at Selco.
Get down to your nearest Selco this week and get a 6 metre roll of 9-inch code 3 lead flashing for only £2.44 per kilogram ex-fat. But hurry, this offer ends 24th of September. Find your nearest branch at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary? Oh! If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
In Monmouthshire, the M48 eastbound at Mega is blocked due to a vehicle fire between the M4 junction 23 and junction 2 for Chepstow. The M6 northbound in Cumbria is still closed with stationary traffic due to an accident and shed load between 41 for Catalan and 42 for Carlisle South. There is a diversion in place. In Lincolnshire, the A15 Canby corner still slow between the A631 and the A1500 Horncastle Lane. There are temporary lights there. I'm Paul Jenkins.
He-Man got £50 worth of Co-op food vouchers when he bought Co-op Home Combined Insurance through Money's Supermarket. Now, he feels like his high kicks could pierce the sky. Another Money Super exclusive from Money's Supermarket. Offer ends October 16th. New customers only who buy a Co-op Home Combined Buildings and Contents policy through Money Supermarket. Excludes Northern Ireland and Channel Island customers. For full T's and C's, go to Money Supermarket.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
So if you've got a fridge with a plastic back, the advice today is to, well, not really worry about it, but certainly don't buy a new one, which the Consumer Magazine have said that fridges with flammable plastic backs were going to be removed from its best buy list. So that's in the news today. We know about the Mexico earthquake, of course. I'm still trying to search for survivors in the aftermath of that. Brexit speech tomorrow, Theresa May in Florence. This is the speech that Boris Johnson was seemingly, if you believe some media pundits, trying to undermine it. Ryanair have done the impossible and apologised. Who thought that would ever happen? There's a lot going on in the news, is what I'm getting at. We've been covering much of it today. Of course, we will continue to do so for you, but it's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
And we're here to help with that as well, because what we do is we take the news and we analyse it using short-form Oriental verse. It's the number of syllables. If you break the news down into a set number of syllables, of course, it makes it easier to access and understand. 5, 7, 5, that's the syllable number. Of course, it's the news in haikus.
Ryanair admits management failure. They're the Moyes of the skies.
The news in haiku. Coming up to 10 to 3. Commiserations if you're feeling rough today, by the way. Today, everybody is feeling rough. Everybody's got a cold and a cough and a sore throat, and this office is like a plague house. Hannah's gone home again.
Yeah.
The producer of Drive Time came in this morning.
Don't need a running commentary.
He's gone home again. Not well, everyone's ill.
Still, though, I reckon Drive might be better than ever.
You're working on it, aren't you?
Yeah.
There you go. Double bubble for Cornelius today.
Yes.
Did you poison Hannah? Is that?
Yeah.
Fraser's with us, though. He's all right, aren't you, Fraser? You're all
right. I was ill last week, actually.
Oh, so you brought it?
Marta, assistant producer, is basically blaming me for infecting one of you.
So. Were you in last week? I can't remember.
I was in once last week, on a Monday, though. So it may have spread, I don't know.
I'm not sure, because it wasn't until basically
harsh,
this Monday.
I was in literally for 20 minutes.
We're still hunting for patient zero. Fraser's here, work experience with us all week. He is bringing us a roundup of gadgety stuff. We've already talked an $800 Millennium Lego Falcon.
Yeah.
Where are we going next?
Well, we're going to go to something which has... It's been around for a little while now, but it's called the Impossible Burger, which is basically a burger which allegedly looks like meat, smells like meat, and tastes like neat.
Right.
So,
what's it made of? Lego.
No, it's made of plant.
Oh,
actually,
beef.
Actually. so basically, it was. It's just all these different nutrients from a particular kind of plant, and they kind of mash it in. Into like this burger patty shape.
I love that a burger is now a gadget.
Yeah, well, it counts.
It's very Heston, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
There's lots of adverts around on the tube at the moment for a science fair where Heston Blumenthal is the style guest.
Right, exactly. There we go.
There you go. Yeah.
Basically, there's this thing called heme, which is also part of hemoglobin, which is like the thing which makes up our
blood.
Yeah, and that's what gives it the unique. Beefy kind of a meaty kind of taste.
Well, is that why vampires eat people?
Yeah, okay. they love
same thing. The hemoglobin.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, right. So they spent a lot of time and energy getting some not meat to be like meat, because vegetarian burgers, while perfectly pleasant, are obviously trying to be meat.
So I mean, really, what I would do is just eat a burger.
Yep. Yeah. I would do the same, but I would try it just to see.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, at the same time, I would then just get a McDonald's and we think, well...
Other McDonald's are available.
Indeed.
I mean, it's loads of them.
That's true. Not any,
So, all right, so... the point is what? Just to...
These are vegetarians who miss meat that much.
Yeah,
it's just like, well, then, just don't be a vegetarian. If you like meat that much, then...
If it's made out of plants, it could be a lot healthier for you than
my opinion
is
that
so
if meat tastes good, right... It's here for a reason on the planet.
Yeah.
Okay? Maybe.
Are you following that old argument of if God hadn't meant us to eat meat, he wouldn't have made cows taste so delicious when cooked?
I'm not a particularly religious man myself, so I couldn't probably use that argument.
Yeah.
However, hypothetically, if God did exist, then why would he put...
Delicious
succulent,
food on legs.
Succulent lamb.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Lamb is the best.
Lamb is amazing.
Lamb burgers as well are really
nice. Not done enough, in my opinion.
Yeah,
lamb anything
you're right.
is massively underrated. Mm. So this burger costs $20.
What?
I know. Because obviously it's all fancy food and everything. And
is that in a restaurant or if you just want to buy it?
No, in a restaurant.
Okay.
In a restaurant. It's happened quite a while ago, so it may have spread out now, but... I just think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, no. Well, I like you brought food into the gadgety review. I think
that's
because it is. It does fit. You're right with that science aspect. All right. What more have ye?
We've got something made by Otato or Otato. Basically, they make.
Well, you say Otato.
Well, you say Otato. I say Otato. Otato. Otato.
Yeah.
Try saying that quickly. Otato. Oh, you can do it. Okay. not as hard as I thought it was.
No.
Was it just me who tuned into phrases in a monologue there?
Yeah. Like you just hear his thoughts.
Yeah.
basically, this company of various pronunciations they make kitchen implements.
Yeah.
One of which is a spaghetti bowl, which is made in the shape of a flying spaghetti monster, which I think is really nice. I think that's
not
quite cool.
A thing.
Yeah, but it is, because I read it and they did it, so it is a thing, isn't it?
What's a flying spaghetti monster?
So you know, there's a church of the flying spaghetti monster. The reason being that. If people believe in if the Bible had been written, but instead of Jesus, they'd written about a flying spaghetti monster, we'd all believe in the flying spaghetti monster.
I understand. Yeah.
So that's where like the argument kind of starts.
It's beginning to ring a bell now.
Yeah, exactly. So what these lot have done have basically just said, right, let's capitalise on this and let's make a spaghetti bowl in the shape of a spaghetti monster. It's not actually that impressive.
It's not very technical or gadget-like.
Hey, you threw this at me last minute, all right? this is what you get. They've also made this thing called a hover cover, which I find hilarious personally. Which basically, it's for when you heat up leftovers, okay, in your microwave.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you get it splatters all over the microwave.
Yeah.
I've got to clean up now. So they've got this thing called a hover cover, in inverted commas, where you literally just put a bowl. You're paying money for a bowl. Just bear that in mind.
Yep.
To put over the food.
Yeah.
And then the splatter therefore goes into the bowl.
It's just a bowl.
Right. Yeah.
So you could do it yourself with a bowl.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So.
Or a bit of kitchen roll, as I often do.
Yeah.
And I just use another plate.
I have two main gripes with it. One of which is that surely then you just have to clean the bowl instead. So you're still cleaning something, right?
Yep.
Secondly, they call it a hover cover because they've got this picture where it says. Arrow to the bowl saying cover, and then somebody just lifting it up and then saying hover. It's like, that's not hovering.
Is it?
That's you literally lifting something up and putting it on. There's nothing hovering about there. When I heard hover cover, I thought something which literally stayed stationary in the air over your food without any assistance.
That is what they're hinting at there.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's a lie. Is what it is, because it doesn't do that. It doesn't do that at all.
Yeah, like a hovercraft. I mean, that hovers. Yeah. The design of a hovercraft is such that it hovers. Yeah. Whereas this is a bowl.
Yeah. No, exactly. Literally, it's just a bowl.
How much is that? Is there a price on it?
I think it's about £17.
Yeah.
Whoa,
you see? utter nonsense. But what's wrong with a little bit of one square of kitchen roll? On top of a bowl of whatever it is you're heating
up. Exactly. You know, I once tried to make tomato soup. I know, right? When I was on my own at university, instead of putting it into a pan as I normally do and heat it up, I thought, actually, microwave will be a lot quicker. Because it says technically like 3.5 minutes. Put it in, and when I took it out, it was all hell had broken loose in there, actually. It was an absolute nightmare.
Looked like a murder scene.
Yeah. It was absolutely horrific. So
I just always put a plate over it.
A hover plate?
No, just normal plate.
Oh, so that's what you're missing out, you see. Yeah. It's not a hover plate, then you're not doing
it's not
right.
gadgety enough, is
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. How are you going to tell your friends? Mm. Yeah. You never guess what I did today.
He hasn't got any friends because of this.
Oh, I see, right, okay.
Any final one, last quick?
Well, yeah. I do have one.
Go on.
And it's basically, as a robot...
sorry, that's all last. He's come here with a bowl.
Do the bowl first.
He's got a bowl and a burger, and now at the end of the gadget, he's got a bloody robot.
A robot that can invent bowls and burgers.
There's a robot called Emily, which is a lifeguard, basically. It can go out and save people. It's like a quite a fairly big thing.
Yeah,
it travels at 22 miles per hour through like strong current.
Yeah,
and can go and save people basically. Yeah. So it's putting lifeguards out of a job. And it's actually also got a Baywatch mode as well, where it goes in super slow mo, which is really cool. It should have that. Yeah. Well, there we go. If you're listening, Emily, then there we go. Unfortunately, all my laptop's actually crashed for the last 15 minutes.
Ironic.
So
gadget
related. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I've literally just been.
Did you make up the bowl?
Just to finish.
If I was an inventor, that would be a very.
So it's like a hover lid. Oh, how does it hover?
I have been rumbled.
It doesn't.
It takes its technology from the Millennium Falcon that I mentioned earlier.
Brilliant.
This bowl in the kitchen could do the kettle run.
That's actually legitimate good Star Wars knowledge, actually.
Thank you very much. 12 parsecs.
Oh, indeed. Yeah. Indeed. Of course, it's actually known as the Kessel.
I know.
But just in case anybody's wondering,
it was quite clever.
I know, but I thought that was good. That's
very nice. Move on?
Yeah. Anyway, so that's it. Thank you, Fraser.
Oh, you're very
welcome. Film tomorrow.
I am doing film tomorrow.
Can you get your laptop fixed first, or are we going to be talking? So I'm doing a film review. Anyway, I've got this cutlery. It's not a film, but you know.
It was on an inventions website, okay? You asked for inventions and gadgets. Okay? Yeah. I do what I'm told.
It's fine.
Okay?
It's all good. It's all good. Thank you, Fraser.
That's all right.
So, in the next bit of the programme, the big debate at 3 o'clock, a quiz based on the life and work of course, our Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter, Paul Ross, and we will be rounding up some of these silly season stories with Toby Gillies from Talk Sports. Silly Gillies, silly season. All to come between now and when we stop. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. News is on the way next.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
Okay, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them. Oh, I can't even, I'm sorry, I can't even finish that. That is
That is the rankest thing I have ever...
It
literally
tastes like a cake's fallen into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
At Wickes, we know our trade customers are interested in running a better business. That's why we've launched Wickes Trade Pro. It gives the trade access to exclusive discounts, offers and rewards, so everything's always cheaper. Sign up in store, online or via the Wickes Trade Pro app today. Wickes, let's do it right.
Say you're a year into your contract and the hot new phone is released, but you're not allowed to upgrade without paying through the nose. Let's just say you're not best pleased. But say there was a new mobile company, one that lets you swap your old phone for the latest one every 12 months, free of charge, delivered to your door. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free of any early upgrade admin and delivery charges. 24-month interest-free loan with data plan needed for each new phone. Trade-in value credited to existing loan. Subject to status and availability. Terms apply. See sky.com/swap help.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans. And it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster. Van Monster.
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Top trade picks at TradePoint. Stanley Fatmax 20-inch tool bag, just £18. Hurry, when it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, jail for friend of a London attacker. Ryanair attempts to address flight cancellations and a review on dangerous cyclists.
Talk Radio.
A man has been jailed for more than 4 years for spreading terrorist propaganda, calling for extremists to target politicians, police and soldiers. Taha Hussein made films outside Windsor Castle and is a friend of the ringleader of the London Bridge attack. The 21-year-old from Slough was arrested 10 months before that was carried out. Journalist Duncan Gardam says if he hadn't have been, security services think he could easily have been involved.
Taha Hussein was moving closer and closer towards the middle of a radicalising ring and pumping out propaganda himself, but he was also mixing with very dangerous individuals.
Ryanair is hoping to recruit 125 new pilots within the next week or two to avoid further flight cancellations. The airline is also giving some of its existing team pay rises to deal with a backlog of holiday leave. Rescuers in Mexico are using thermal scanners and cameras to find bodies following an earthquake that's killed at least 230 people. More than 50 have been pulled alive in the capital city, but a 12-year-old girl remains trapped after her school collapsed. A sixth person is being questioned by detectives investigating the Parsons Green tube bombing that injured 30 people. A 17-year-old boy was arrested in Thornton Heath in South London overnight. An urgent review is going to be held into whether cyclists who put lives at risk should be treated in the same way as dangerous drivers. It's after a man was sentenced early this week over the death of a woman he knocked into last year under a 150-year-old law. Vice chair of an all-party parliamentary cycling group, MP Alex Chalk, has told Talk Radio the fact is Victorian legislation doesn't mean it needs to be reviewed.
As we speak, there'll be people standing trial all across England and Wales for causing, you know, assault occasioning actual bodily harm or grievous bodily harm. They're all being indicted for under the very same statute, the Offences Against the Persons Act 1861. So age of itself doesn't necessarily mean there needs to be reform.
And weather presenter Sian Lloyd has broken her wrist after falling on set. The forecaster says it happened after she raced a colleague while wearing wellies. Are you mocking other people's pain?
No.
That's what it sounded like.
No, it's just...
snorting with derision.
She's broken her wrist after racing in some wellies.
Yeah.
What? Fine.
She's praised the NHS staff who helped her.
Yeah, and rightly so. Mm. But, you know, it's her own silly fault, isn't it?
Well, that's not very nice. Whose decision was it to do the race or wear the wellies? I don't know.
It's half the story then, really, isn't it? But fine. Victoria is back.
Yes.
In half an hour.
Yes.
With today's edition of Bonus News, which, of course, is vegetable news. The bulletins, shorter than they used to be. Victoria, it's paid the same.
Yes, John, stop going on about it.
So she makes the time up at 3:30 each day. Animal news, vegetable news and mineral news. Today, it's animal news.
No, it's vegetable news.
I meant vegetable news.
I can do animal news, though.
No, it's vegetable news.
Okay, fine.
My mistake.
I've got a corker of a story for you.
Have you?
Yep.
Exciting. Do you want a hint as to what it might involve?
It's a scandal.
Is it?
Yeah.
A vegetable scandal.
Yeah, and also, I've just started bleeding because this pen has just broken on my thumb.
Oh, yeah.
It's an accident in the studio.
Yeah, go and report it to HR or something.
Yeah.
Oh, no, there isn't an HR department.
No, they're
Is this how you fell into news reading? You just found yourself naturally reading any news? Just sort of anything happened, you tell people?
No.
Do you want to go the way of Sean Lloyd and praise the NHS for your cut thumb?
They haven't helped me.
Not yet. Anyway.
Actually, if anything, it'll be the plaster cupboard.
Do you?
Or the cupboard with the first aid kit.
Is it a first aid kit?
Yeah. It's in the kitchen.
Okay.
On the right hand cupboard, the lowest one.
Great. Good news. Do you want to do the weather?
Weather, yes, I can get a plaster. Hurry up.
Weather.
Talk radio.
National weather.
So, rain pushing eastwards.
What?
Oopsie.
Hello. Hello there, Sam. Sam there, going trigger happy in the studio. You all right, Sam? You all right there? Okay.
Sam, can we have a short meeting after the show?
What? Weather what? Something dry?
Yeah, highs are 22.
Fine. Here's the sport thing. Dibble. Pre-recorded.
Talk Radio Sports Update. With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Chelsea have agreed a deal with Atletico Madrid for the transfer of striker Diego Costa. The fee is believed to be more than £50 million. Atletico are barred from signing players until January, so the move will be completed then. It's subject to Costa completing a medical and agreeing personal terms. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says criticism of Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain after just one start for the club is the world we now live in. The England international made his full debut in the League Cup defeat by Leicester on Tuesday.
That's the world of football, how I said that. You know, after a game like this, he lost. He played, didn't make his best game in his life, so then people probably ask, what does he, where's the impact he can make? But I'm not in doubt about this.
And Manchester United striker Anthony Martial will be a force to be reckoned with this season, according to his teammate Jesse Lingard. The Frenchman starred in last night's 4-1 Carabao Cup win over Burton, and Lingard insists any defender in the country will be scared to see Martial running at them on that type of form. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
There it was, there, the sport there with Dibble. Right, you're listening to Talk Radio. It's a Thursday, the big debate is on the way next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Here we go then. So, Witch Magazine, which every month lists the best witches, ranging from the Wicked One in the West all the way down to Cass, who used to work on this programme, has come up with a list of fridges that pose a fire risk and has subsequently removed these fridges from its best deal tables and has asked manufacturers to stop producing fridges that have flammable plastic bags. Other things at risk of going up in flames are, of course, those Samsung Galaxy phones. You remember those? And also the UK's Brexit negotiations, which in its worst deals table, labels as most likely to be crap. The advice is this: if you have any kind of Brexit deal in your house, then it's likely to have flimsy backing, so should probably not be used. Theresa May's speech tomorrow in Florence will address Brexit, of course. But will it continue to be a hard one or the soft jelly-like one that critics are expecting? All will be revealed. But ahead of that, Talk Radio listener Matthew's phoned up. Good afternoon, Matthew.
Yeah. It's good to be back, Judd. Good to be back, Rob.
Right, thanks for calling in. So, look, I was talking about Brexit there, a jelly Brexit, but I understand that you are... you're angry about it. You don't want to see jelly anymore. You think we're over it, we shouldn't have it. Apparently you want to see jelly put in jail. Is that right?
Yeah, man. Like, what's the point? Like, I hate jelly, bruv. Look, I'm a very serious man, yeah? I take my life very seriously. My actions have serious effects, and I like to... You know, I like to I take cuisine just as seriously. Yeah? I love my food. Yeah, I like to slow roast a beef.
Get to the point.
I like to flambé a duck confit. Mm. Yeah, but I don't like to wobble. I don't like my food to be wobbling.
Right.
Jelly is just like a joke, bruv. You can't take jelly seriously whatsoever. It's just wibbling and wobbling.
Yeah.
It's like when someone brings out jelly for a dessert. It's like a punchline for a joke I never asked for, bruv. I'm trying to have a meal here. Why are you trying to make me laugh with this?
So the idea, then, of a wobbling food is abhorrent to you?
Well, yeah, it's wobbly, it's translucent, it's shiny, and like lime jelly.
Yeah.
It looks like a giant sneeze.
Right.
If I want to eat a bowl of snot, I'll sneeze into a bowl myself, thank you very much.
All right, well, no, it's a strong argument, but I want to bring in Hartley. Good afternoon, Hartley. Good. Now, Hartley, I understand that the reason we've got you on is that you run a jelly farm in Thanet, in Kent, don't you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Yeah, that's correct. You've got that totally correct.
Yeah, I know. And how long have you been rearing jelly?
Well, about 20 seconds since you said that, John, to be honest with you. It's been going well so far. To be honest with you, I'm sick of hearing stupid things like what my opponent's saying right now.
Yeah.
It's like the icing on the cake. I've been listening to your show all week, and it's just been an offensive roller coaster from start to finish. And this is the last straw.
Well, hang on, you said it was the icing on the cake.
The icing on the cake.
But should it be the jelly on the plate?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. What do you think of Wibble Wobble?
I like a Wibble Wobble.
You like a Wibble. You don't mind food moving?
Of course not. No, the wibblier, the wobblier, the better.
Right. Okay. Well, Matthew...
I've always said that.
There's only one good place for jelly in this world, yeah?
Yeah.
There's only one good place, that's in Kelly Rowland's butt, yeah? Sorry to be so crude, yeah?
Right.
But when Destiny's Child sang about, I don't think you're ready for this jelly, yeah?
Yeah.
Only one of those members of the Destiny's Children did I see with any jelly in them.
Right.
So, like, you know, Beyonce's rocking all the jelly, but the other two girls, I felt kind of bad for them, you know? They look like rakes in the background.
Right.
So that's what I mean, my mate Buffting. We're setting up an amnesty called Jelly for Kelly.
Yeah.
So, like, you come meet me at the park, yeah? Behind the bush in Walpole Park, next to the bunny, the little bunny pen where they keep the bunnies.
Yeah.
Yeah, meet me back over there. Bring us a jelly. And we're going to put it into little tubes and inject them into Kelly Rowland's butt.
Right.
All for free.
Well, it sounds
we're not
like...
charging anybody.
I mean, it's a bit...
all free.
Yeah.
It sounds like my opponent's trying to make some sort of compromise here. It sounds like he secretly likes jelly in some instances. I thought he was totally against it.
Yeah, but it turns out, you know, in certain circumstances, Matthew. I mean, is it about, Matthew, the context, isn't it?
Bad Man Matt, stop calling me that. You know that, John. You call me Bad Man Matt, please.
Is it the context, Matthew, where the jelly is in certain circumstances? Because let's look at different kinds of jelly, all right? So, aspic. Aspic.
That's a jelly.
Yeah, that's a jelly, isn't it? And it's a jelly you get from picking your bottom.
Well, the aspic I pick is Kelly's, and that's
well, that's the we were saying, but that seems to be acceptable, is what I'm saying. But what about you know, because you'll know about this with your because you run one of the Britain's leading jelly farms, Hartley.
Jelly farms. I think that's the only British jelly farm as well.
Yeah. It's despicable.
But
you have a problem with this country, Hartley.
But how?
All right then. Thank you.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute though, because you obviously provide work for migrant workers who work for you in Kent, mm-hmm. in Thanet, don't they? Picking the jelly off the trees, and because you know it's valuable work. It needs doing because otherwise you can't harvest the stuff. And so it's taking. Giving jobs to migrant workers, legitimate jobs, that British people don't want, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Like, if there was no one picking this jelly off the trees, which is where it naturally grows, of course, all the parks in the country would just be swarming with jelly, which I don't see a problem with. Matthew probably does.
Yeah. I mean, the government is saying about, you talk about the numbers there. You've hit on something there. 40,000 more jelly by 2018 is what the government is saying. But this is to try and get people on the. Wait a minute. This is trying to get people on the jelly ladder, isn't it? Because people can't afford it anymore.
No, that is a pity. I'm for free jelly everywhere. I think jelly should be on the NHS.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Matthew.
Bad man, Matt.
Yeah.
What's your solution to this? Because if you take jelly, right, and you make it illegal, which is what you're suggesting, you start to force jelly underground.
Well, underground or maybe into hives. Because, you know, in this country and actually around the whole world, we've got a problem with a bee shortage, yeah? There's not enough bees.
Bees.
Yeah? And, you know, what do queen bees feed their larva? What do they feed to the little baby bees? They feed them royal jelly. Now, that's acceptable. That's enhancing the population.
Oh, so you're, so royal jelly? Royal jelly is acceptable?
Well, look, I'm not saying ban all jelly. What I'm saying is put it in posteriors or feed it to baby bees. Right. Those are my two acceptable places for jelly.
What about the petroleum industry? Petroleum jelly, of course, that can power cars.
Yeah, but so can solar power, hydrogen. You know, we've got a water-powered car now. You can charge your car up at your nearest electricity point. You don't necessarily need petrol anymore. Again, we're solving the world's problems by putting jelly in the right place. Put jelly in its right place, man.
But would you, if you force jelly underground, is what you're suggesting, are you going to get the streets full of people cramming aspic down a drain pipe? And that's not good for the environment, is it?
And the ground will be wobbly.
Wobbly ground, exactly.
The whole world turn into a big trampoline park. Nah, I'm saying put it in the baby bee's mouth or put it in Kelly Rowland's butt. Am I not being clear here, John?
Matthew, hang on. Hartley, come back in. Come back in on that, if you would.
I think we should stick all the jelly up Matthew's bum instead.
Right. Yeah, but that's
You know what? I'll take a bullet for the team. I'll jump on that. I'll jump on that grenade.
Look at the history of this, right?
Put it in my butt.
So Francis Drake, right, came back obviously from the Caribbean. He brought potatoes, tobaccos, and jelly after it had been invented by Alexander Fleming, who of course left the jelly mould in a petri dish.
For a minute there, John, you were actually going to say something that was true, and then you just said that.
Invented a jelly mould in a petri dish, and then he came back the next morning, there was jelly. And, you know,
this guy's worse than the that one yesterday who was saying all those swear words in Jamaican.
Yeah.
That's stupid, brother, stupid.
All right, look, we're going to have to leave that. Because we're running slightly out of time, right? So just to be clear on this, you're happy, Hartley, because you've got this jelly farm, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you breed jelly there.
You don't know me. Never ever associate yourself with me.
I'm saying this is a good thing, right? You know, you have lakes full of Britain's biggest lakes full of jellyfish. You have jellyfish on your
rhubarb.
What about jelly babies? Will no one think of the children?
Well, I'm not going to go there because
no.
If I talk about babies...
Stop talking now. Sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Matthew.
Mucus.
Hartley.
KY.
Thank you. And that is where we must leave the debate, simply for time. Do we need jelly? I mean, it's there, isn't it? Wibble, wobble, wibble, wobble, jelly on a plate. But do we need it? That's the question. What do you think? We've got... we live in post-Brexit Britain. It's 2017. We've got USB cables and trombones now. Why would we need jelly? Let me know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio, and that was the big debate.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
Okay, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them. Oh, God! I can't even, I'm sorry, I can't even finish that. That is That is the rankest thing I have ever
literally. Like a cake's fallen into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
At Honda, we've put a lot of our best thinking into the Jazz. So when it scored over 9 out of 10 on Revu for quality and practicality, we took it as a challenge. How to improve on what we think is the best small car money can buy? How about making it the best small car that slightly less money can buy? Until the 31st of January, you can own the Jazz for £199 a month with a £199 deposit and 4 years 0% APR. Visit honda.co.uk for details. Terms and conditions apply. Final payment £4,403.07.
Top trade picks at TradePoint. Stanley Fatmax 20-inch tool bag, just £18. Hurry, when it's gone, it's gone. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint.
Hi, I'm Steve Backley.
And I'm Roger Black.
As Olympians, we know that if you work hard and believe in yourself, you can achieve your goals.
That's why we've created Perform in Property, to help people like you learn how and why to invest in the property market.
We have a series of free training workshops coming to London soon.
To find out more, visit talk.discoverpip.com.
Register now and get started on your path to being a successful property investor.
Come and join our team.
Visit talk.discoverpip.com.
To some people, this could sound like a washing machine. But to a British Gas customer, it's the sound of a thank you. That's because we're thanking all of our customers with British Gas rewards, including things like free energy with loyalty days and many more. Join today. Offer subject to availability, conditions apply.
Say you're a year into your contract and the hot new phone is released, but you're not allowed to upgrade without paying through the nose. Let's just say you're not best pleased. But say there was a new mobile company, one that lets you swap your old phone for the latest one every 12 months, free of charge, delivered to your door. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free of any early upgrade admin and delivery charges. 24-month interest-free loan with data plan needed for each new phone. Trade-in value credited to existing loan, subject to status and availability. Terms apply. See sky.com/swap help.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Well, big problems in Cumbria. The M6 is closed northbound. Stationary traffic there due to an accident and a shed load that's affecting you between Junction 41 and Junction 42 for Carlisle South. Congestion is back to Junction 40 there. Elsewhere in South Yorkshire, delays in queuing traffic due to an earlier broken down tanker. It's on the M1 southbound between Junction 35 and Junction 34 for Meadowhall. And in Monmouthshire, the M48 is blocked eastbound. That's due to a vehicle fire. That's between the M4 for Junction 23 and Junction 2. I'm Sammy Jola.
With Ford's New for Old scrappage scheme, you can save between £2,000 and £4,950 on the recommended list price when you trade in your old car for a new Ford. It's a great opportunity to upgrade to the new premium B&O Play sound system. Ford Sync 3 voice control for easy hands-free interaction. And Active Park Assist that makes parking effortless. Ford. Together, we go further.
Retail customers only who trade in a vehicle registered before 31st of December 2009. Scrappage savings between £2,000 and £4,950 dependent on model, up to the recommended on-the-road price, including VAT. Certain models excluded. Contract from 21st of August to 31st of December and register from 1st of September to 31st of December 2017. At participating Ford dealers only, T's and C's apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And it's the afternoons. I am John Holmes. Welcome along. Still to come, of course. A game of Paul Rossmaster. Celebrities tested as to their knowledge of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross today. A man called Ricky, who's on with James Whale occasionally.
Is he Ricky the sort of, Norwood.
Yeah, is he the substitute Ash?
I honestly couldn't tell you.
Fine.
I think so.
He's also in EastEnders.
Yes, yes.
So anyway, he's going to be having a go.
I think he was in the Big Brother house with James. Yeah,
How he knows James.
Oh, we'll have to ask him all about
that.
It
becomes clear. All right, fine. Anyway, he's going to have his knowledge of Paul Ross well and truly tested in Paul Rossmaster in around 20 minutes' time. Sam Delaney is well today with you from 4 o'clock and drive time. But now, this is where we like to go through the stories that aren't stories at all. You know, The newspapers are full of them, just sort of tenuous bits of information that they drag up into the light of day, pretending it's news, often on slow news days. It's silly season stuff. We're sort of out of silly season now, but it doesn't matter because the stories, they continue. It's brought to us in association with Toby Gillies from Talk Sport, because it's Silly Gillies, Silly Season.
It's Silly Gillies, Silly Season.
Yeah. And we have to guess from the titles, from the headlines of the silly stories, what the stories are. It's that's how we do it. Let's take number one.
Can be dangerous.
Right, okay. So
did he record that from inside a giant can?
I can.
Let's hear it again.
Can be dangerous.
Can be dangerous.
Yes. He's trapped in a can with a bee, and it's dangerous.
Yeah, some sort of can is dangerous. Oh, is it people getting injured? Well, because you know, like, tin lids, like, that's quite dangerous, can't they? Because they're quite sharp.
Yeah.
So maybe there's been a record number of injuries
to
around
to bees?
No, not... Why? Why? Oh, because a bee.
Can be dangerous. Maybe someone... Maybe the can-can has been... Maybe Witch magazine... have listed can-can dancers as one of the most dangerous items to have around the home. Because it would be, wouldn't it, if a can-can dancer was in your home kicking as they do, then that would be a hazard. So that's what
Definitely.
It is. It's a warning from a consumer magazine not to have can-can dancers in your house without proper supervision. Let's find out what the story is.
Retailer Halfords has recalled thousands of tins of primer over fears they could explode.
Oh, I'm just close.
You not were. Really? You,
Let's have story number two.
Snap!
Okay.
Is that it? We're supposed to get the story from that.
Wow. All right.
Has something snapped?
Snap famously had The Power.
Yeah, the song.
I've Got the Power by Snap. So maybe this is part of an initiative for cleaner energy, whereby crocodiles are put on treadmills and the resulting motion of is power. So snap, power, snap.
Snappy snaps is also, is it something to do with photos?
Right.
There's been a photo. I'm guessing that what they're looking for is a snap in two meanings here.
Yeah.
Because that'll be the pun, won't it?
Yeah.
So there'll be a photo of a crocodile or something like that.
On the treadmill?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Let's find out.
A wedding party wore bandages to match glum bride Jacqueline Summers, who had a broken wrist in South Carolina in the States.
So, I mean, it's not a story at all, is it? There's nothing there. There's nothing to that.
Wait,
but yet,
so
there it is.
A wedding party wore bandages to match glum bride. Why is she glum?
Because she broke
her wrist.
It's
her wedding day,
she
though.
She broke her wrist.
Well, yeah, but you wouldn't go to your wedding day if you were feeling glum.
No.
You'd postpone it.
Hmm.
And the so her bridesmaids wore the same bandages.
Yeah.
Isn't that just, like, that's not what you're supposed to do at weddings, is it? You don't wear white because that's what the bride is wearing.
Yeah.
So they really shouldn't have worn bandages.
Right. Band of what? Let's take the next story.
Tint cheap.
Tint cheap.
Tint cheap.
Okay.
Tint cheap.
All right. Okay. There is, of course, a global paintbrush shortage. We know that. Because the crops have failed in Europe where they grow paintbrush. And so, so now when you go to a DIY shop, they will give you, as in lieu of a paintbrush, a budgerigar to tint your room, your walls, because tint is the colour. And you use a cheap, is the bird, to paint on the walls, like a roller.
I think it's just cars, like car windows, people tint them. That's just cheaper than ever.
Right, let's have a listen.
A rare 1943 Tintin comic is tipped to become Europe's most expensive at up to £100,000 at an online auction next week.
You have too much money if you're buying that.
That's right. Let's take the next story.
Plop in the ocean.
Oh, I know this one. Someone's done a plop in the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the original version of Cake by the Ocean.
The song.
The song. Yeah. So Cake by the Ocean is a song by... whoever it's by. Can't remember.
I have no idea.
But you know the song, you know the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Cake by the ocean. Yeah.
And that's a euphemism, isn't it, for...
For sex,
yes,
apparently. I didn't know that.
That's right. And so someone's had that by the ocean, but then had to go for a poo.
Maybe.
Let's find out.
Holiday beaches have been closed after torrential rain swept sewage water into the sea of Cala Major in Mallorca.
I was quite close, though, wasn't I?
Yeah, I mean, we all knew it was going to be poo in the sea, didn't
yeah.
we?
So that's all right, isn't it? So should we take one more?
One more,
all right,
yeah,
let's
yeah.
take a final one.
Rare tracks.
Rare tracks.
Yeah.
Well, Plop in the Ocean was a rare track,
yeah.
wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's something to do with meat, a steak. People take their steak rare, don't they?
Yeah.
I reckon it's a new app that finds the nearest steak restaurant.
Right.
Because it's tracking the nearest rare steak.
Right. Like sort of sat nav for steak. Steak nav.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Chart hit producer Pete Waterman's rare E-Type Jaguar is likely to fetch £145,000 at auction in November.
What's that got to do with rare tracks?
Well, it's a rare car.
Yeah.
And tracks.
Yeah.
Because
he's
a music person.
It's a bit
and
of a
I
leap.
And I guess cars leave tracks.
It's a leap, isn't it, that one?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good
also,
example.
Also, do you reckon that car cost more because Pete Waterman owned it?
You'd think it'd be
cheaper
because
of that. Do you reckon that, like, some Pete Waterman super fans are buying it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Anyway, that's a roundup for you of stories that aren't stories at all with headlines attached to them in Silly Gilly's Silly Season.
That was Silly Gilly's Silly Season. Yep.
Radio in the afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. In the next half an hour, bonus news from Victoria and today's edition of Paul Rossmaster. It's 3:32.
Talk Radio.
A close friend of the ringleader of the London Bridge terror attack has been jailed for making Islamic State group propaganda videos outside Windsor Castle. Taha Hussein from Slough filmed himself making threats and yelling IS slogans at the royal resident and at a nearby barracks. The 21-year-old has been sentenced to 4.5 years in prison. Sky's Mark White says security services have told him Hussein was heading down a path of violent extremism.
Their belief is that had he not been arrested 10 months before the London Bridge attacks, it is perfectly conceivable that he might have gone on to play a part. Of course, we'll never know that.
Ryanair has announced plans to recruit 125 new pilots within the next week or two. The airline's been forced to cancel up to 50 flights a day due to problems with rotors after it admitted it had messed up in allocating pilot holiday. Rescuers are fighting to save a 12-year-old girl who was spotted wriggling her fingers in the rubble of a collapsed school in Mexico City. Dozens of children are dead or missing after the powerful earthquake that flattened buildings there. A coroner has ruled Moore's murderer Ian Brady died of natural causes. He's accepted the cause of death given by a Home Office pathologist as a form of heart failure. A third of British people think the cost of university is no longer worth it. A poll has found as many as 2/3 of students are dropping out before the end of some courses. And a blunder by Donald Trump during a speech at the United Nations has resulted in the US president being mocked on social media. He referred to the African country Namibia as Nambia by mistake twice. The weather, rain moving eastwards this evening before drying up overnight. Cold with lows of 6 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be dry and bright in the east. Rain in in Northern Ireland will move into Scotland, Wales and Western England. Highs of 18. There's more news in around 25 minutes.
There's more now.
There is.
However, before that, of course, it's time for the remix of Donald Trump's...
Yeah, we thought we'd give it another spin.
Come on. Victoria's been beavering away, and not only has she been getting bonus news today, but she's really earned her dollar because she's been taking Donald Trump's Nambia mistake and remixing it into a dance track.
Nambia. Nambia. Nambia's health system is increasingly self-sufficient. Nambia. Nambia.
Let me hear you say Nambia!
Nambia!
Michael Skinner on Twitter said Victoria's Nambia mix sounded like Paul Hardcastle's 19.
When you say Michael Skinner, is that Mike Skinner off of the Streets?
Yeah, he wants to work with you. He wants you to produce his next album.
I think we always say that when we get a tweet in from Michael Skinner.
Next album he wants you on.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Good. So, bonus news then today.
Vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
So, starting off with the scandal that I mentioned earlier. 1,000 carrots, 200 leeks and 80 cabbages have been stolen in a huge vegetable heist from a Scottish vegetable patch.
Right.
So, Stevie Burns, who's a garden supervisor at Pollock Park in Glasgow, says it's the largest scale raid he's ever seen and it's devastated the green space's winter harvest, which is used for catering and given to church groups and charities.
It's like Hatton Garden, but with veg.
Yeah.
It's a shocking, shocking state of affairs.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. So what's... So this is vegetable thieves now?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm surprised they didn't go for peppers. Peppers are very expensive, I think. When you consider how much you get, how much vegetable you get out of a pepper...
It's an empty husk.
Yeah. It's still... You're looking at least... I reckon if you buy a pack of three, it's still £1.50.
Right.
So that's 50p.
You can get them cheaper than that.
No, I'm not going
for the cheap ones, are you? You're going for the...
The edible ones, yeah.
Cornelius.
Oh. So no clues as to...
Who did it?
Any leaks?
Well, there are 200 leaks stolen.
Yeah.
Moving on now, Whitefields Horticultural Society has held its 101st annual show with 55 members staging 440 exhibits. And while David Shaw was awarded the most points and had the best vegetable exhibit, the day was stolen by Richard Hope's 108-pound marrow. And it's massive.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it the biggest marrow you've ever laid your eyes on?
Yeah, I think it is.
Is it?
It's huge.
108 pounds is a big marrow, isn't it?
Mm.
I don't quite like a marrow. I like marrow.
I don't think I've ever eaten marrow.
I don't care for marrow.
It's all right. If you stuff a marrow...
That would take a lot of stuffing because it's so big.
Of course, Annie, famously, big fan.
Yeah.
She'd always eat them in pairs.
She would. Which is a fruit.
To marrow.
Yeah.
To marrow.
Yeah, I get it now.
Yeah. You had the... I didn't think I'd have to sing it, Victoria.
It's because it was such a poor joke, Cornelius.
Oh, come on!
Do you want to know what the Society Chairman, Kevin Price, said?
I do.
Okay, so he said he thinks it's the most successful show they've had, and it was thoroughly enjoyed by spectators and exhibitors alike. And apparently the junior section has expanded steadily in recent years, and under-16s represent one-fifth of the entrants, which is the highest proportion they've ever had.
Yeah.
The youngest vegetable growers. I've got one more.
Oh.
Hurry up, because my coffee's going cold outside.
Right, shall I put the music...
Yes.
Okay. Vegetable news.
It's just rewinding, hang on.
That's not a thing, you just press the button. You're just trying to wind me up.
Do you know how to... No, it's rewinding.
Oh, my God, hurry up.
Rewinding you up. Do you need me to show
I just won't do
it?
The last story if you keep fanning around. And finally, students are now healthy, apparently. So back in my day, it was all about beans and noodles, like the cheapest noodles you could get.
Yeah.
But apparently, it's Freshers Week at uni, and people have been showing off their culinary delights, and it's all about avocado toast and Buddha bowls and loads of veg. Healthy students.
What is a Buddha bowl?
It's basically a bowl full of different types of veg and maybe a bit.
But they're not very healthy.
Why?
Well, Buddha's really fat, isn't he?
He is fat.
Maybe the bowl is fat, not the food inside of it.
Yeah, but Buddha's fat.
Yeah.
So they should.
Yeah, if he's if that's what bowl, he's been eating, I'd be steering clear of them.
Buddha, the bowl is the shape of Buddha's belly.
Yeah, but that's fat.
It's deep and round.
Yeah, but he obviously didn't eat vegetables. He obviously ate pizza or something, didn't he?
Pizza and noodles when he went to uni.
Yeah.
I ate chips twice a day when I went to uni.
Did you?
Put on 2 stone.
Across 3 years, though? I don't think that's...
No, that's in 1 year.
Oh, wow.
The first year, obviously, because I was binge drinking all the time, too.
Yeah.
Right, I'm finished.
Okay, sounds like it. Thanks, Victoria.
Thanks.
Good, there's Victoria there with vegetable news. Thank you.
Vegetable news. Yeah.
It was bonus news because her bulletins are shorter and smaller than they used to be. Well, actually, they're not. They're bigger now. 2 stones worth. It seems. Anyway, so...
Stop bulletin shaming.
In the next bit of the programme, we bring you this week's edition of Radio's least favourite quiz, the life and work of Talk Radio full-set breakfast presenter Paul Ross, laid out for all to see in quiz form. It's this week's edition of Paul Ross Master, next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses, driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Nana's Magic Soup.
I'm looking after my grandson today. He's not feeling well and my daughter's at work. So I'm cooking something to make him feel better. It's lots of stuff he doesn't normally like. Carrots, onions, peppers. Until I put them all in the blender and turn them into a bowl of Nana's Magic Soup.
Thanks, Nana.
You're welcome, my love.
Find Nana's Magic Soup recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanson Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019. So text check to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI?
That's check to 80800.
The Renault scrappage scheme is now on. You could save thousands on a brand new Renault. So say au revoir to your old car. Model exclusions apply. Eligibility criteria apply. Visit renault.co.uk/scrappage.
Hiring for your business is important. And with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job. Easy to manage candidates. Easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game? Are you watching every game? Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game?
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
The first thing you'll notice when you open the new Screwfix catalogue is just how many brand new products there are inside. The second thing you'll notice is how everyone else suddenly wants a look. Oi, get your own. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue today from any of our 530 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Cumbria, the M6 is still closed northbound. Stationary traffic there due to an accident in a shed load. That's between junction 41 and junction 42 for Carlisle South, and congestion is back to junction 40. Elsewhere in Warwickshire, one lane closed slow traffic due to a vehicle fire on the M6 that's southbound between junction 2 and junction 1 around Coventry. And in Monmouthshire, the M48 is closed eastbound. That's due to a vehicle fire. That's between the M4 for junction 23 and junction 2. I'm Sammy Jolo.
With Ford's new for old scrappage scheme, you can save between £2,000 and £4,950 on the recommended list price when you trade in your old car for a new Ford. It's a great opportunity to upgrade to the new premium B&O Play sound system. Ford Sync 3 voice control for easy hands-free interaction. And Active Park Assist that makes parking effortless. Ford. Together, we go further.
Retail customers only who trade in a vehicle registered before 31st of December 2009. Scrappage savings between £2,000 and £4,950 dependent on model up to the recommended on-the-road price, including VAT. Certain models excluded. Contract from 21st of August to 31st of December and register from 1st of September to 31st of December 2017. At participating Ford dealers only, T's and C's apply.
Do you believe that governments know the truth about UFOs and aliens? That they know they exist, but they're refusing to tell us anytime soon? If you do, then we have a great guest for you Sunday night on The Unexplained. Steve Bassett founded the Disclosure Movement in the US. He's visiting the UK. He's going to be in the studio and taking your calls on Sunday night. If you believe the truth is out there and you want it made public, then Steve is your man. Make contact on The Unexplained with me, Howard Hughes, this Sunday night from 10 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a very good afternoon to you. It's quarter to four. Sam Delaney with you from 4 o'clock, although the production on it today won't be very good.
No, it will. It'll be the best it's ever been since that last time I did it.
Because Cornelius is
having a go. I'm doing it. Oh, we're going to have such a laugh. Just looking through the running order here.
Hannah, the producer.
What a show.
Producer
Jeremy Corbyn.
Been sick.
They're all on.
Right. He's not on, is he?
No.
Right, so a quarter to four then. A lot is going on. I mean, there's, you know, new laws possibly being created for cyclists, of causing death by careless cycling. That's after those cycling-related deaths, of course. There is the earthquake in Mexico. They're still searching for survivors there as time goes on. There is the Hurricane Maria in the Caribbean. That's happened as well. But there's been a Brexit cabinet meeting ahead of Theresa May's speech to Florence tomorrow. There's a lot going on in the news, isn't there, Cornelius?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, it's very, 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 very complicated. But you know what? We're here to help. And do you know how we help? By explaining the news via the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
North Korea says Trump's speech was a dog bark, which I bet made them hungry.
The news! In haikus.
And on Sam Delaney's show, we'll be speaking to Dr. Chris Ogden about that speech.
Good. Right now, it's time for this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. The nation's least favourite quiz. It's where celebrities are invited to answer questions about Talk Radio full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross, life and career. And they are trying to get some points. Some points. That will put contestants at the top of the leaderboard along with everybody else who's ever played it. And there have been many through its hallowed portals. Today, however, we welcome Ricky Norwood. Hello, Ricky.
How you doing, sir?
We're all right, thank you. Well, I say we're all right. Everyone here is ill, Ricky.
Oh my goodness, has it been passed around?
Oh, yeah. Mate, honestly, because you come in here, don't you? You are of this place. So I'm just warning you now that there is, it's like germ warfare in here.
Warning me, I may have brought it in.
Oh, you're patient zero. Oh, now you tell us.
Oh, it could have been me. J-Mo called me in on Sunday, and I had a little tickle starting, and it wasn't nothing serious then. But when I left, J-Mo's then got a little cold, and as soon as I was in, I think I was in yesterday.
You
and
are
he
evil.
Was sniffling.
Yeah.
So it may have been me. So yeah. I apologize, guys.
Well, producers have been going home ill. We've got everyone feeling awful, and so if that is you, then.
Is there no honey and lemon in the
Yesterday I went, so I had so much Lemsip, I was a bit drunk on it, if I'm honest, and it affected me quite an odd way.
There's loads of it in the kitchen.
You know what helps with that? Brandy.
Brandy would help, yeah.
Well, I was saying to you, last night I managed to fix my poorly throat with 4 pints of Grolsch.
Right.
Seems to have sorted me out.
That well known.
You see, it's the yeast in the beer of the Grolsch where it's brewed that helps with the nodules in the throat, right, and helps fight off bacteria. That's a scientific fact.
Yeah, and I'm glad you've shared it, frankly. Ricky, okay, so look, let's talk about you, Ricky Norwood. So, yeah, obviously with James Whale at times like that. And didn't you share the Big Brother house with James Whale? Is that what happened?
Yes, yeah. We was in the Big Brother house just over a year ago now.
That's right. And what was he like to live with?
He was all right. Some days he was a little bit grumpy. I'm sure you can you could see where that come from.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what? He was a really cool guy. I didn't remember him from my youth, although my parents did.
Yeah.
And I remember him coming into the house with a lot of booze, and I was like, why are they booing him?
Yeah.
And, you know, the first week or so, first 4 days, he had this real kind of hard demeanor. But I also kind of saw this sensitive side in him, that he was missing his home, his wife. And I didn't know at that point he was also missing Daisy May.
Daisy May, yeah.
Yeah. And I just kind of saw something else in him, and I just started to talk to him. Oh. And we had great chats in there.
What a beginning of a beautiful friendship it was as well. How nice.
Yeah, it has. It really has. He's a really lovely guy. I really enjoy being on his show.
All right. Well, look, this you won't enjoy this at all. What this is it's a quiz, Ricky, about the life and work of Paul Ross. I don't know how familiar you are with the oeuvre of Paul Ross. Are you...
Yeah, I mean, he does The Big Fisher, right?
Yeah. He certainly does.
Yeah.
And this is where we all...
Do I get a point for that?
No, that's not question one. So what you get, 3 questions, mostly A, B and C answers, Ricky. All you got to do is take your best shot. You are looking to get some points, which, as I say, would put you at the top of the leaderboard with everybody else. So if you are ready to play...
Ooh, I'm ready.
Here
I'm
we go. With question number one. New spy film release news, and a new spy film release that's a new film that's being released related to spying is, of course, Kingsman, the golden radio presenter. With his radio studio destroyed and the world held hostage, talk radio full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross and members of his elite talk radio full set breakfast team find a new alloy by teaming up with tabloid columnist Carol Malone, who joins the breakfast show for reasons no one can fathom. In an adventure that tests their strength, wits and interviewing former members of Boyzone skills, Paul and Carol band together to save the day. But Kingsman, the golden radio presenter, isn't the only radio-based spy film, Ricky Norwood. Name the other one. Is it A, The Victoria Bourne Identity? Talk radio newsreader Victoria Bourne is angry when someone steals her bag and thus her identity. People are fooled because just like the real Victoria Bourne, the thief then gets incredibly cross when he's not had any lunch and can't pronounce any words properly. Or is it Ronan Keating? The new magic radio breakfast presenter Ronan Keating teams up with Robert De Niro for a bank heist.
Okay.
Or is it C, Framfro Russia with Love? Radio 1's Clara Amfro.
Amfo.
Yeah. Comes from... Yeah, but that didn't work with from. Comes from Russia with Love.
Okay. I think I'm going to have to go with C.
Clara...
Yeah.
It's the right answer.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Very good. Well, right. Fine. Question two. It's literary history news. And it was on this day in literary history that J.R.R. Tolkien's classic book The Hobbit was published, of course, telling as it did the tale of the Hobbit and Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Beau Baggins as he journeyed from the Shire to a legendary, densely foliaged traffic roundabout and notorious dogging spot in the far-off land of Maidenhead. Many miles to the north. Clutching his ring...
Concentrate here.
Clutching his ring, Paul Beau Baggins has many adventures in this treacherous land, not many of which are remotely broadcastable. Right. But, of course, it isn't the only radio-based novel. Name the other one. A, Sandy War and Peace. Talk Radio and Talk Sport newsreader Sandy War and Peace. Is it B, To Kill a Cockabird? Virgin Radio's evening presenter Tim Cocker touches on racial injustice, the destruction of innocence, class issues, courage, compassion and gender roles in the American Deep South while playing back-to-back solid classics and new music. Or is it C, Moby Chris Moyles?
I am going to go with B.
B, To Kill a Cockabird, yeah, is the right answer.
Two for two.
Right, final question. It's a music question.
Okay.
Have a listen to this music. And I got such a long way to go to make it to the border of Mexico. So I ride like the wind, ride like the wind. You all right, Cornelius?
No.
All right. So that was, of course, Ride Like the Wind by the new wave of British heavy metalers Saxon. Here's your unrelated question. For the first time, researchers have disabled a gene in Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast Show presenters in the hope of learning more about how they function. Using molecular scissors, researchers made cuts in the genetic makeup of Paul Ross, revealing some surprises that are as equally as unbroadcastable as the details in the last question. Researchers commonly delete and disable genes in mice, fruit flies, yeast and other creatures to investigate genes' normal roles, but have never done this before in former cable channel quiz show hosts. Here's your question. Name five famous mice. Five famous mice.
Mickey.
You're right, good.
Danger.
Good, Danger Mice, yep.
Gonna have to put a timer on you.
It's time up. Simon Ricky, let me tell you what I'd written on the card. It was name five famous mice. I had that Marillion song, Sugar in the Rain. Could have had that. Mice to See You, To See You Mice.
My goodness.
And Three Blind. So that's three.
So that's five.
Cornelius, he's looking for some points.
Yes.
Ricky Norwood off of James
Whale.
J-Mo
Whale Show.
Other things. Many, many things. He needs some points. How many points has he got?
Ricky Norwood from the JMO Wales show has scored.
Yep.
Some points.
He's got some points.
Ricky Norwood.
There we go, Ricky. Congratulations, well done.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
There we go. Ricky Norwood there getting some points in today's edition of Paul Rossmaster. You are listening to Talk Radio. We'll be back tomorrow between 1 and 4 o'clock for your Friday show. But Sam Delaney is with you next. Sam Delaney, he of the ill producers.
All my producers are ill.
Again?
Yep. We're literally scraping the bottom of the barrel now. So many have fallen ill that we have gone right below. Literally, we asked some people on the street. We asked the vagrant who sits opposite fighting himself outside the offices. Yeah. We asked my mum.
Yeah.
Everyone was unavailable with the sickness bug, so I will today be produced by Cornelius.
That's right. It'll be the best show you've ever done.
Well, we will wait and see. Incidentally, I was bursting to get him on that last question because a mouse that he overlooked, perhaps the most famous of all the mice, certainly if you were born in the 70s and grew up in the 80s, was, of course, Finger.
Finger.
Were you a fan of Finger?
I was a fan of Finger, yeah.
Funny fella, wasn't he?
He was a funny, sinister man, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
That fella there, yeah.
So I would have said Finger Mouse, but that's not really relevant now. What is relevant is what's coming up on my show, which will be our assessment of... I haven't done Impending Armageddon for at least a week, so we'll be doing that because North Korea have hit back at America and referred to them as a barking dog.
Yep.
We will also... Oh, a really exciting thing. I've already done this earlier, pre-recorded an interview with one of the nation's favourite authors, Robert Harris. Robert Harris came in. He's a great guy, Robert Harris. We talked about his new book, Munich. But also, of course, Robert Harris used to be a top journalist, still was one of the sort of most sought-after political journalists. So we got a load of great... chatting about Brexit, about his party, the Labour Party, about the state of the government. Really interesting stuff. So that's between 5:30 and 6, and it'll be cracking.
Good stuff. Sam Delaney next then with you for Drive. As I say, we're back tomorrow 1 till 4. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Have a good evening.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.